here on KUTE Student Radio, Channel 66 in the dorms, KUTE.org, and 1620 AM. Also available with a delayed broadcast on 99.9 FM on the east side of the campus. This is the UFM show, featuring discussions on the paranormal and anything else that we want to. With your host, Justin. To reach the UFM show, if you're east of the Wasatch, dial 801-585-3449. West of the Wasatch, 801-585-3449. Or drop us an email at marsam233@yahoo.com. That's marsam233@yahoo.com. All one word. This is the UFM show. Now, here's Justin.
Yes, it is the UFM show, and not only is it with... Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, Keisha, but I'm going to have to turn that up. Not only is it me today in the show, since it's our special political show, and the election is right around the corner, everybody knows this, and we urge you to get out there and vote, but with me today is my good friend Kia. We're going to call her Kia on the air. Go ahead and say hi, Kia.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Kia comes to us from Salt Lake City. She's a native of Salt Lake City, so she knows the politics of Utah fairly well. But our topic today, like I said, is going to be the politics. We're going to be answering your questions. We're going to be having a live debate here between a Republican and a Democrat. Oh, no. Everybody's going to go crazy on the show.
That should get things pretty heated.
Yes, it should.
Especially in this state.
And we also want to remind you, too, that we can take your calls as well. Not during the debate, because the phone lines will be tied up. But we will also be able to take your phone calls later in the show. And we'll be able to answer your questions, and we can have a discussion as well for that one. So while I'm getting this MySpace up, go ahead and tell us what you know about the political background here in Utah.
Well, I'm an active voter. Well, I guess since I've been 18, I'm 20 now. But from what my parents and my family members often talk about is that obviously Utah's politics are predominantly Republican, as is our electoral college. And, you know, from talking to students around campus, and not just from the University of Utah, but from SLIC and Weber State and Utah State and even BYU, all the people who are not Republican definitely feel like their vote doesn't count. And me, I've voted mostly Democrat, and I feel the same way. But as everybody knows, our legislation is predominantly Republican, if not all Republican. I think we only have maybe two Democrats in office right now. But, you know, and I know a lot of people would like to change that, but... You know, maybe you guys could give us some ideas on how. How can we change that? How can we make our voices heard and our votes count? Anything you want to add to that?
I actually just got a fast flash message, as we like to call them. They're actually MySpace messages, but we call them fast flash. Somebody wanted us to play a promo of their show on KU. Of course, by all means, send it to us. We will play it for you. We like to do that. We like to support KUTE. And all of its listeners and all of its shows, because KU is a very important asset to this university. And we're going to also talk to you the first about almost 15 minutes or 20 minutes, however long it takes us. We're going to talk about the ASU versus KU debate this week, because it's getting pretty heated, and ASU is being... What?
Your leg's twitching.
I know. I can't help it. I was on a roll.
I'm sorry.
But ASUU and KU are squaring off yet again for the second time since I've been on this campus. And this is a very important issue, don't you think?
It is, because, you know, my grandpa and my uncles and my mom have all gone to the University of Utah, and they often talk about when they were in college, they would always listen to the student radio station. And I think it would be a shame for ASU to shut it down, and even because, you know, they're claiming that nobody ever listens to it. But then again, I honestly don't think anybody's, you know, tried, like actively tried to get more listeners, because I went to the U for a year and a half, and I never knew it existed. There's no flyers around campus. There's, you know, there's nothing saying, hey, we have a student radio station, listen to it. So.
See, yeah, and I think that's one of the primary reasons why ASU thinks that KU is not doing what it's supposed to, anything, is primarily because nobody knows about it. You know, they always hear these things, people saying, oh, I don't know about KU. What is KU? You know, even the Daily Utah Chronicle had a poll that said, you know, most of the listeners, like 17% or something of the people polled, did not know what KU was. And that is a big problem. And my first question that I want us to answer, and during this 15 minutes, we can take phone calls as well. Why would ASU want to take over KU so badly? Why is it such an important measure for ASU to have KU? Or why is it an important asset to demolish it? What do you think that is the reason behind that?
You know what? I honestly think it's just a power struggle because...
Really?
I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, the ASUU has control of a lot of things on campus. You know, they are in charge of a lot of things that go on, a lot of the events and stuff, and maybe they just want the station all to themselves just to promote their activities and not, you know, not have free range or not let all the students have free range on it.
Yeah, and like I think it is. I think ASUs, exactly, they're using it to promote themselves because, mm-hmm. like, no, hardly anybody knew about this grand kerfluffle thing they had last year, and well, it's a very good reason they didn't know about it because it sucked.
Well, I didn't know about it until
yeah.
you said anything.
Grand kerfluffle. What the hell is that?
Who knows?
Fluffle. You know, it's disappointing. ASU has not... My you know what, you want to hear my personal opinion of ASU? They're worthless.
Well, yeah.
As is any student government. It's all a popularity contest.
It's just like in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, the most popular people, the people who get around, know everybody, you know, are in all the clubs and activities around campus, they're the ones that are going to be voted.
Yeah.
People could care less what, you know, what they say they're going to do once they get into office or whatever, and it's just like high school. The most popular people always win.
Because, you know, I have not seen a single thing that ASU has done to improve this campus. As a student here for almost 2 years now, I have not seen a single thing. What is these concerts with these punk rock bands that not everybody in the student body likes?
Well, the thing is with that, I mean, I think it's great that they're bringing concerts to the U, but they should like have a poll, you know, asking the students who they would like to see and then pick from the majority. Or maybe have a poll and list some bands. And that way, you know, people can vote for the bands that, you know, they would most want to hear or most want to see. And that way, you know, they could at least try to make the majority of the campus happy. But I think they really could care less what the students think.
Exactly.
You know, they don't. Also, another thing that I noticed is, you know, when I was in high school, our student legislation or whatever, you know, said if you guys have ideas or opinions or whatever, please let us know. We want to hear you. Not once have I ever heard ASUU say anything to that effect. So I don't think that they really care what the students at the U think or any ideas that they might have.
And I seem to remember reading in the Daily Utah Chronicle, which I do every day. I love the paper because it's the only media, one of the only media outlets on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading the paper because they always report like multiple sides of this thing. Not on every single story, of course. But on the KU story, they like to report both sides of it. Okay, some people say that KU is worthless. Some people say... Most people say that KU is a good asset, you know, because like the guy that was in the article a couple of weeks ago, he was saying that KU would be a good thing for like students that are in the communications majors.
Oh yeah.
And I was a former communication major when I was back at the University of Wyoming, and the University of Wyoming did not have anything like this. They didn't have their own student radio station. All they had was the NPR station, and I could not get a job there because I was a communication major. I love radio,
mm-hmm.
So. KU is a valuable asset to this campus.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I mean, if we've got the resources, we need to use them. We shouldn't
exactly.
let them go to waste, and we shouldn't abolish them.
Yeah, and as far as this $15,000 funding, yeah, $15,000 sounds like a lot. But when you consider how much money this university pulls in over the year...
It's like pocket change,
exactly.
Literally. It's literally pocket change, especially since they keep raising tuition every semester.
Exactly.
Where does the money go? It all goes to sports. That's where it goes.
Well, my next question to keep this moving is, why does ASU claim that KU has no listeners? Do you believe that this is all a ploy to get what they want? Or is this true? Do they not? Does KU not really have any listeners? I know for a fact it does.
I think so, too.
KU has a lot of listeners, particularly judging from the amount of calls I got last week on the show for the Ghost Show. That was one of the best shows I've ever hosted on this station. And we got so many calls. We got so many listeners. I really appreciate that. And I would like to, if at all possible, let ASUU know that this station has listeners. It's just the main thing that KU has to do is advertise.
Yeah, and advertising is everything. If people don't know about it, they're not going to listen. But if they do, there's a good chance that they will.
Uh-huh. It's like reality TV. It's like TV shows. Like TV shows advertise a ton, and products advertise a ton. If you don't know about it, nobody's going to know about it. Or if you don't let it out there, you know, nobody's going to know about it. And I definitely think that ASUU is a popularity contest.
I definitely,
like you were saying earlier, because it's just there's no real reason for a student government. You know, I have not, like I said, I've not seen a single thing that has come out of ASUU that is good. So. My next question, well, what were you going to say, something?
I was going to say, you know, I don't think a student government is necessarily necessary for, like, a college campus.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in high school, it's a lot more tight-knit and everything affects everybody. But, I don't know. I mean, I could see if there's a huge problem, then, of course, students should have somewhere to go to voice their opinions. But I think that the whole campus makes the ASUU much more important than they really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, I just don't know. KU can use its $15,000 budget on improved equipment because these CD players I'm sitting right in front of are very old. These are like 1990s, pre-1990s. They're old.
They kind of look like they came from the Stone Age.
Yeah, they do. These are like when CD players were just getting started, so they're having a lot of troubles. I say do a clean sweep of, like, replace the equipment that needs it, you know, with your $15,000 budget, because $15,000 is a lot of money for this kind of equipment.
Oh, yeah.
They could get some decent CD players in here, and, you know, if students would treat them better, that would be another thing.
Well, yeah, that's always a factor too.
And this CD burner in front of me is always giving us problems. And luckily, KU hired a technical director, and that's another good way to spend your budget is hire these. This just gave me an idea. KU has such a big staff. It has a big staff. If you check out the website KU.org and go to staff, there is a lot of people on that staff. There's marketing directors. Where are they?
Yeah, exactly. What are they doing?
Yeah,
because obviously they're not doing their jobs because nobody on campus knows about the radio station.
Exactly. And KU could post signs around. You know, the Heritage Center is a perfect place to advertise.
Oh, yeah.
The dorms. You know, off campus even. You can even advertise on the radio. You know, this is an independent radio station. We operated by the University of Utah. Listen to it, you know.
Well, not only that, but from the buildings around campus that I've seen, most of them have bulletin boards right inside of the main doors.
Yes.
You know, where people post flyers for all sorts of things. And why not advertise there? Thousands of students walk by those every day.
Exactly.
You know, and if all they need is a sign that says KUTE, you know, student radio on the top, and I'm sure it would catch a lot of people's eye and be like, oh, you know, I didn't know we had a student radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think, yeah, there's obviously the marketing directors are not doing their jobs.
Let's see, I had their names. I'm not sure if I should do this or not, because you can hunt them down and tell them what's your job. You know, what are you doing? Her name is Britton Cannon, and Jessica Simpson are our marketing directors.
Did you just say Jessica Simpson? Jessica Thompson.
Jessica Thompson. Excuse me. Jessica Simpson is a whole other story. But anyway, yeah, that's that.
Well, that would explain it. If it was Jessica Simpson.
What's KU? Well, that's a bash on KU. Hopefully she's listening. Most of the students on campus don't know. Oh, wait, we just said that. All these questions are repeating themselves. You know, all the big radio stations around town, if you drive around I-15 and stuff, and I-215, they have billboards
mm-hmm.
that advertise, you know, listen now on FM, especially KSL. KSL is a big station in town, and they advertise a heck of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
KU has, like I said, KU has two marketing directors. Where, what have they been doing? Are we living in this, like, a communist state here or something where you're not allowed to advertise on KU or for KU? Or has this got something actually to do with ASUU? Is that it?
Maybe. Not only do they need to replace the marketing directors, but they need to replace the HR manager because obviously they don't know how to hire the right people.
Yeah.
Because the marketing directors aren't very good employees.
And they're not doing their job.
They're not doing their job.
Because I have not seen a single sign around here promoting KU. Up in the dorms.
Well, you know what? You put up
Except
signs in your building, and last week you had callers from your dorm call in.
Yeah, and I, like I said to my fellow DJs, if you are listening, that's the thing to do, because word of mouth is a very, very, very powerful thing.
Oh, it is. It definitely is.
And let everybody you know about your shows, you know, because the more listeners we have, the more we can shove it in ASUU's face.
Exactly. Well, and you know what? Your flyer is just a white piece of paper.
Yeah, it just says the UFM show.
That's all it takes. I mean, how hard is that?
You don't need like any fancy graphics or anything. You just say, hey, are you interested in listening to radio or talk radio or this kind of subject or that kind of subject? Listen to this show. It's on KU Student Radio. Here's how do you listen to it.
Well, and I think if the students like actually knew that it was other fellow students that do the whole radio show, you know, they'd be like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool, you know?
And MySpace is a great avenue to promote your station, too. I actually have a MySpace, but I don't use it for this show. I can use it for this show. It's called MySpace.com/ThatsMyStewBoy. You know, StewBoy, it's all one word. That's my StewBoy. And that's where I urge all of my listeners to send their fast flashes or their questions and stuff through MySpace, because it's so easy to read them on air, and, you know, it's cool. There's another way to promote KU.
MySpace rocks, everybody. If you don't have MySpace, you've got issues.
Even the Heritage Center has a MySpace.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
See, Mom, I told you. Everybody and their grandma has MySpace.
Yeah. See, I'll go search for the Heritage Center right now. I think it's Heritage Dining Center or something like that.
That's awesome.
So, there we go. Advertise your station. Advertise your shows.
You know what? I bet there's even politicians that have MySpace pages. I really wouldn't doubt it.
Like Pete Ashdown?
Hey, you never know.
Hi, this is my MySpace.
You know, actually, a lot of the local radio stations, like I know 97.1
VHT. Oh my gosh, he does.
Pete Ashdown has a MySpace. It's been confirmed. Pete Ashdown has a MySpace profile.
I must say,
way to go, Pete.
I must say though, before we get into the political part of this show relating to him, he looks like a fruit.
He really does. But you know what? He's such a great candidate. Just go past his fruity appearance. Because he's a really good guy, and he has a sense of humor, too. He really does.
And that's rare in politics.
Yes, and my mom knows that personally. He does have a sense of humor. I won't tell that story, though, because it's very embarrassing to my mom. So, but he has a sense of humor, and he is a really good candidate. P. Ashton is awesome. Vote for him.
Yeah, and despite it, don't look past his fruitiness, appearance. That's the first thing I noticed when I saw that page. It's like, whoa! This guy's kind of
he does look like a fruit.
I have nothing against that at all. It's just he's kind of you see the way he looks.
That's okay though.
It's okay. We're all okay with that.
Hey, but you know what though? I have to admit, I'd rather have somebody that looks like a fruitcake than somebody like Orrin Hatch who looks like he has a stick up his butt. Right? Right?
Oh my God.
Right?
Most politicians do have sticks up their ass or butt.
Oh, see, I wasn't the one who swore. You did.
Oh, that's not swearing. Ass is not a bad word. You can say it on television.
Okay, well, I guess you can, huh?
On KU, though, ASU controls KU. Oh, no, we can't say ass. We have to say butt.
We should have a debate on who's worse, ASU or the FCC.
There you go. We'll save that for a later show, though.
That could be it for the show to come.
Yeah, or the end of this one, if we don't get enough calls, or if we run out of subjects, or no calls, if people are like so bored with the political subject and everything about hearing it, we can do that. ASU versus AFCC. They're very similar.
I'm agreeing with you.
So, but we have to get moving with the political show. We're going to have two representatives from both parties. Democrat and Republican parties with us after the break. They're
we should let people call in and comment on the ASU.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll take a 5 minute call session. The number for the studio is 801-585-3449. Tell us your opinions on ASU and KU, because we really want to hear them, because ASU to me is a pain in the butt. I really don't see the purpose of ASU. Tell me, is there a great purpose for ASU other than, you know, organizing crappy shows that nobody goes to?
Or another question is, has ASU done anything for you? And if they have, please let us know, because, you know, they haven't done anything for us.
No.
You know, and so, yeah, if the ASU has done something for you that's affected you as a student, please call in and let us know, because we want both sides of the story. We don't want to be one-sided. So call in with your questions, or if you just want to say hi, you can do that too.
Or send us a fast flash on MySpace. So that's where you can go.
God. It says God, they're going to fire you.
No, they're not going to fire me. It's called freedom of speech. You should have heard the guys that were on the show before us last week.
Oh,
you
really?
Sure heard them bashing ASU and stuff. ASU, let me remind you guys, ASU does not control KU at this point.
No, they don't.
KU is a student independent run organization. So nobody can fire me from my job.
That reminds me, I saw a shirt that a guy was saying, and it said, "We all have freedom of speech as long as you don't use it in public," or something like that. It was pretty funny.
But anyway, yeah, if we don't have any calls, 801-585-3449, we want to hear your opinions on the ASU versus KU debate, if you have any. I honestly think that this is, that we can work this out if somebody would listen to us, if ASU would listen to the opposite, to their students.
Exactly, and that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, if ASU would listen to their students that they're representing, maybe we can have a debate on the subject or figure something out before they make any rash decisions. What they're going to do, sooner or later, they're going to do that.
Again, we're having problems with people not doing their job because ASUU is supposed to be the voice of the students, yet they don't listen to any of us.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
But anyway.
Call in. People call in. We want to hear from you.
801-585-3449. That's area code 801. 585-3449. I was like getting dramatic when I say the phone number. If you're west of the Wasatch, you know, dial that number. You know, but yeah, we're going to take a break here since nobody's
calling. Hello? Is anybody out there? Come on now.
Yeah, we have listeners. We have to thank our listeners to do that.
Oh, hooray, there's the phone.
Thank you for calling. You're on KU. That happened last time.
Hello? Is anybody there?
You know, that happened the last show.
I had the same thing, and it happened twice. Once at the beginning, once at the end. Somebody called and hung up.
Well, that's not okay. We want to hear from you. If you call, say hi. Don't be shy.
Are you the president of ASU calling us to get back at your... since nobody listened to your show?
Oh, my gosh. We are so afraid of dead silence. Please stop doing that.
Oh, no.
Again, with the phone.
Kate, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I am the president of the ASU.
Well, how are you doing, sir?
I'm coming to get you.
Oh, I'm really scared, sir.
You're using a student body radio station to broadcast your message of freedom of speech. What is wrong with you?
I am an American.
That is not American in this generation. Don't you know that, son? You can't just say whatever you want.
I take it you're a follower of George W. Bush, then.
Well, maybe I am, because I have the freedom to choose, my friend. But you're not going to be working there anymore if you don't watch your little mouth.
No one listens to your show, no wonder why.
Well, let me give you some advice, then. Do you mind if I do?
Yeah, go ahead. We're all ears.
In order to save your radio station, what you have to do is you have to get more advertising out there. You gotta do some fundraising, and you gotta tell your friends. Like you said, word of mouth is a very powerful tool. If you don't use it, God, you're stew.
ASU should take advice from its own self.
No,
wait a minute. Don't pay attention to what I just said. I did not mean exactly what I said, and I can't believe that you guys are bashing me and you called that senator a fruity.
I believe the word was fruitcake.
Well, it's the same exact thing. In my realm of politics, when you call somebody a fruitcake, it's like calling someone a conservative. I mean, I did not say that.
Pete Ashdown is a Democrat. so.
Well, the point is, if you want your radio station to survive, then what you need to do is have some serious fundraising and some advertising and all the word of mouth that you can get out. Because I'm telling you, from experience, you see, I started my own radio station back in college. So I know what I'm talking about. But I only played Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Michael Reagan, and Michael Savage on my show.
No wonder nobody listened.
Well, if you listen to the statistics, the liberal radio Air America has gone bankrupt because no one listens to it. And everybody likes Rush Limbaugh. If they don't, then they're a liberal.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut you off there. That's enough of that.
Yeah, that's definitely enough of that.
We all know that what's not the real president of ASUU, of course.
No, he probably doesn't listen to this radio station.
Yeah, because nobody listens, according
to
him.
Either that, or he's probably in bed by now.
Yeah.
He's all acting nice and sweet in his bed.
There, you can have the candy.
No, I'm...
You want your sweet tarts?
Yes.
Oh, sweet tarts are disgusting.
Well, they're not.
Anyway, we got to get along with the show. Thank you for calling fake president of the ASUU. We really appreciate your repeating everything that we just said. So we got to take a break here. We'll be right back with two political analysts from the Democrat and Republican parties. I cannot say that right.
That's okay.
One of them's from California. His name is Gus Baker. And the other one is Cooper Derenson from Oklahoma. He's a Democrat. Cooper Derenson from Oklahoma. And Ira, Gus Baker from California is going to be with us. We'll be right back.
Like a rock! Oh, like a rock! Oh, it came out like a rock! If you're like me, you have constipation problems. Well, I recommend Cold Flatch. That's Cold Flatch. Available at pharmacies and drugstores everywhere. Because it takes care of... like a rock! Oh, like a rock!
Hello, fellow listeners. Do you suffer at night from poor sleep? Are you tossing and turning all night long and beating your pillow and head into agony? Well, for years, I was just like you. I had trouble sleeping and would frequently rip my pillow apart. You need the new Flatch Flex Instapillow. This comfortable pillow is so wonderful, you feel like you're sleeping on the clouds. See, the Flatch Flex uses your buttocks as a guide to how big your head is, and once it has an accurate measurement, it will fit snugly and comfortable in any position. The Flatch Flex is not only a great pillow, but it also has the ability to use aromatherapy to gently drip me off to sleep. Choose from such smells as ocean waves, rainforest fresh, Salt Lake smog, Thermopolis fart, or many more downloadable smells right from Flatch Flex's website. Order one today by visiting www.flatchflex.frt, that's www.flatchflex.frt, or dial 1-800-BUTT-PILLOW. Try it today.
New from the makers of Head On, Ask On, apply directly to your butt. Ask On, apply directly to your butt. Ask On, apply directly to your butt. Ask On is a specialized formula that makes your ass go away. Ask On, apply directly to your butt.
KU 1620, Channel 66, KU.org, and DXFM 99.9.
All right, folks, just a few more minutes before
in this
we
commercial, he is
too early for that. Too early. Way too early for that. We're going to play a song. We're going to be back with our political analyst. I cannot talk today.
That's because you need more sweet tarts.
They're disgusting, though.
You just ate one.
I know, but they're disgusting.
You didn't have to eat it.
But we'll be back with our political analyst, Gus Baker from California, and Cooper Derenson from Oklahoma. Cooper Derenson's the Democrat. Gus Baker is the Republican. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Okay. That was Snow Patrol there with Tiny Little Fractures, I believe.
Yay, Snow Patrol.
Okay, we've got on the phone with us political analyst Gus Baker from California and Cooper Derenson from Oklahoma. They're going to be talking with us
for the remainder of this hour. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty fine myself. My name is Cooper Derenson, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry if I was pronouncing that wrong.
Well, I know. So they could distinguish ourselves.
Okay.
But I'm sure that's not going to be trouble in the upcoming debate.
Okay, Gus, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Gus. Okay, guys, we want to keep this as civilized as possible if you can do that, if you can pull that off. All right?
I think we can do that.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we'll try.
Remain professional here. You guys are representing, you know, your states, and you're representing your
parties. We're not really representing. We're just political analysts. We just analyze things, and we pull truths out of them that we feel fit to our cause.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan, guys.
I agree on that.
I'm not really interested in politics and stuff like that, but when the time comes, I get involved in this kind of stuff because, you know, it's the only way that we can change our country for the better.
I agree with you there.
Or worse.
Aren't things great the way they are right now?
Well, you know what? The people are going to decide next election day.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to find out if people think it's real.
Okay, guys, the first and most important question of this election, and I want to, before I say this, I want to remind our listeners to post what you think is the most important part of this election on my MySpace, myspace.com/thatsmystewboy. Post me a message that says what you think the most important issue of this election should be. So.
Or maybe more than one issue. What like top five issues
you think
would be the most
and
important?
And we want to say them at the end of the show. So while you're listening, be sure to post a message on that for us, and we will repeat that. But the first question, guys, that I want to ask you, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, the first question I want to ask you guys is why should I or we, in this case, why should we vote in this election? How is my vote going to be important?
You want to start off, Gus?
Sure.
Take it away.
All right. Well, you should vote or not vote because you are familiar with the issues that are plaguing our country, and you should... wait a minute.
Are you okay?
Hello, Gus? Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
All right, keep on going. You had a message there somewhere, right? I was looking for it.
I just wanted to say that I thought things are going very well in the country, and we need to keep the status quo. And
so you're saying
the way they are.
So Gus, you're Republican, correct?
If you don't vote, things.
What happens if we don't vote, Gus?
He's Republican.
Okay, so Gus is Republican, and Cooper is a Democrat.
Perfect. All right,
perfect country.
So,
all right, Gus, I got. Let me just put it my way. All right, if you don't like the way the current political situation is going, if you don't like what's going on in Iraq, if you don't like what's going on in the economy, I mean, come on here. We got the richest 1% of the country. They're having a tax cut. You know, the tax cuts are only helping the rich, pretty much. You know, where's the middle class and the poor in all this? If you think that you're representing them are really representing you, and if you do like the status quo, as Gus calls it, then go ahead and vote for the opposition. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a change, and if you're looking for something to reinvigorate this country and pull it together, then you know what to do. You know, vote for the other side, you know, whatever that may be. If you're a Republican, or if you're a Democrat and you don't like the way things are going, vote Libertarian, you know.
Yeah, but you don't want to vote for a Democrat because then they'll make abortion legal, and then...
Oh, my God.
You don't like that.
Here we go again.
Oh, don't even get me started on abortion. I'll knock you down. Don't even try.
Well, let's get started since we were talking about it.
Hey, look, the
issue in this election. It's the most important issue in this election.
Actually,
the most important issue in an election. All right, how many elections have we had in the past where people got in just because of abortion. How many people have voted singly on that in the past? You know, I imagine there are some people who do that, and I'm not saying there aren't.
I don't know many.
I think to answer your question, Justin, in order to get the reason why you should vote is because this does affect you. What happens at Washington, D.C. does affect you. And like I said earlier, if you don't like what's going on with everything, like Iraq, the economy, and everything, then you got to vote for a change. And it's up to you. And the more people that get out and do that, the bigger, the better the chances they're going to win, you know? It's only common sense.
We're doing great. We just created all these new jobs, and everybody's out working, and we have housing market.
Gus, what they're not counting is the jobs are moving overseas. The people who are not turning in unemployment anymore, they're not reporting unemployment anymore because they can't find a job. People living on welfare. I'm sorry, Gus, but I think the nation is in a totally different world that you see in. I think you're a little bit out of touch.
Well, the jobs that are going overseas are jobs that Americans wouldn't want to do anyways.
Yeah, you're talking about illegal immigration there, boy.
Oh,
no.
God.
No, these are high-tech jobs. Let me give you an example, Gus. The jobs that are going overseas are those jobs which have to deal with the biotech engineering career field, and also in the automobile industry. Almost every manufacturing job wants to put their plant in Mexico, Thailand, or overseas just so they can pay cheaper and they don't have to deal with environmental laws. They could just, you know,
it makes economic sense to have our cars made.
Yeah, it makes economic sense to have our people unemployed, to hire Mexicans.
Well,
so we can save a buck on our vehicle. That makes a lot of sense.
Republicans have created these new scholarships so that people can go back to school and learn new trades.
That's great. That's great, creating scholarships to go back to school and learn. But they're not going to have any jobs to go to once they get up if they're all going overseas.
Okay, guys. We're gonna have to go to another question here. We got a listener question that says, why does it seem Democrats have been fiscal conservatives, excuse me, and Republicans in Congress have seemed to become super liberal at spending on the national debt?
That's a very good point there that your listener has, and that's very good. As you can see, ever since George W. Bush has been president over the past 6 years, we've had a tremendous amount of debt being spent on the war on Iraq and on everything over there. You know, it's just ridiculous, you know. And then we
cost money. You can't do it without spending any money. And if you want
to, but you can spend that money responsibly.
If you want to be victorious, you have to spend the money in the right places, and you have to give businesses that are rebuilding the country the money that they need.
But let me ask you this, Gus: is it responsible to raise the national debt so our children's children's children are going to have to make up for that cost?
Yes, it is. We don't care about our children's future. We only care about our specific children.
Wait a minute. Did you just say we don't care about our children's future?
Well, we don't care about your children's future. We only
Wait a minute, guys. Hey, we all have children, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. Your child is going to be affected just as much as my child if they don't get that kind of treatment, you know?
I'm keeping my money right now, and I'm actually doing very well in this.
Because you're in the top 1% of the nation.
My children and their children's children will be doing just fine.
And you can afford to stick them to a private school, while a lot of people out there can't. Because they have Medicare issues, they can't afford their Medicare bills. Hey, look, what it's coming down to, it is coming down to choosing between your Medicare, paying for health care, or paying for food. And that's middle class. That's not talking about the poor. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, Gus, but there's a different world out there than what you're seeing.
I'm not familiar with that world,
they're oblivious.
Yeah, you wouldn't
be. Oblivious of that
don't
world.
Don't expect you to be. This is why you got to vote for a change, you know, because it seems to me that the Republican Party has gone so far to the right from where Ronald Reagan was that it's just they're out of touch. They're not in touch with the American public.
For compassionate conservatives.
Compassionate about what?
Compassionate about what, yeah.
Compassionate about helping the poor.
Compassionate conservatives, that sounds like an oxymoron to me.
Every Thanksgiving, you see me serving turkey dinner to the homeless at the homeless shelter.
Oh, God. Okay.
Giving money to my church.
Guys.
Very compassionate. They help.
Hey, look, Democrats give money to the church and to the poor just as much as some Republicans do, but it's your policies that aren't really helping the situation. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the country right now, if you look who's been in control of the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency over the last 6 years, and if you don't like it, well, there is an alternative out there, and there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we want you to get out there and vote.
Do something about it.
If you want to vote for Republican, that's fine. That's what this country is all about.
It's democracy.
But I'm just saying, you know what? Polls have shown that people are upset about the war in Iraq. They're getting tired of turning on CNN every day and seeing Wolf Blitzer report about another person being killed.
Yeah, that's...
Another soldier.
You know,
how many Iraqis have been killed in this process, too? How many innocent Iraqis have died?
A lot.
In the middle of this battle.
And civilians as well.
See, that's what I'm saying, civilians.
If they want to be happy, they're going to have to die. I mean, freedom isn't free.
Freedom isn't free, but you shouldn't have to die for a stupid reason.
People like you and me.
Well, you guys, before we get too tied up in that one, what do you guys know about Orrin Hatch, the Utah senator?
I know that he is a Republican senator in the Senate.
Good point.
I know that his policies are strongly conservative.
Very smart individual.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Orrin Hatch is also very LDS. Don't forget that.
You know what? And I'm going to mention something here. There's nothing wrong with being LDS.
No, not at all. It doesn't matter.
There's Mitt Romney, who's a Mormon, too, who's thinking mm-hmm. about running for presidency in 2008.
That's true.
It doesn't matter.
Nevada, who's a Democrat, he's an LDS.
That doesn't matter.
Well, he's from Nevada.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
But
so Orrin Hatch has been in office for a while, and I actually heard the other day from my mother that something interesting about Orrin Hatch. Apparently, when he first was put into office, you know, he said, you know, we just need change, and that's why I'm running for office. But he specifically said he did not want to make a career out of being a politician. Yet he's been in office for how many years now? So,
well, you know, he's not in there because, you know, he wanted to be in there. If he didn't want to be in there, he wouldn't have run for the re-election.
That's true.
But the truth is that the people of Utah put him in that office.
Unfortunately, but, oh well.
And that's another, get out and vote, you know, you can
well,
change.
Utah can do whatever they please, and if that's what they please, then they will do that.
Yeah, but, you know, the unfortunate thing is this state is very conservative.
That's
one of the most conservative states in the Union.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunate about.
If you're the minority, it's unfortunate, but you can change that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Living in Utah.
I think it's definitely time for a change within our senators, because Orrin Hatch, he's
getting old.
You know, I actually
You know, that's the same thing with, I don't know if you know who Barbara Cuban is from the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, I do. She's from my home state of Wyoming.
Congresswoman, but
she's been in there a long time.
I've looked at her record, and she's worthless. She hasn't done hardly anything. Same with Senator Craig Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's not that they're old. They're not with the times, so to speak. You know, things are changing.
Exactly.
New issues are arising every day that need to be taken care of, you know. And one thing that really irritated me about Orrin Hatch is he came out in public and said that we do not have a global warming issue.
Oh.
Is he blind?
Oh, my God.
I mean, really, is he blind?
Have you been outside lately? What's the temperature there?
No kidding. It was really cold. It was like 23 degrees last night.
It's 44 actually right now.
So.
Oh my God. See, this is another thing about the Republicans is they want to dismiss scientific evidence, or if it goes against what their policy is, then they simply dismiss it and then they throw in a bunch of other numbers. They get the oil companies to back them up on their research.
Oh gosh.
And then they, you know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the global warming isn't going, then I got news for you, buddy. Because Greenland iceberg just broke off this week. It's a huge one.
Why do you think all of the oceans are rising? The ice caps are melting.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just think, when I heard him say that, I was laughing. I was like, you've got to be kidding. This has got to be a joke. No, he...
Well, you know what? Maybe deep in their heart of hearts, they know it's true, but if they're being backed by certain financiers or lobbyists, then they're not going to change their mind.
I don't know what that was.
It's a sad fact. It's a sad fact that, you know, the lobbyists, oil companies, have a large amount of power at stake here, and who gets the presidency, and who gets the Senate, and the House.
That's true. That's very true.
I was going to say,
maybe in their heart of hearts, they know this is true. They can look at the science, and you can't argue against the science.
No, you can't. Not at all.
If you have enough money, you can make people believe whatever you want to believe by producing your own science. Well, this happens to be different here, you know. Global warming, it's just a temporary phase.
A temporary phase.
Well, I was going to say, you guys, today in particular was one of the smoggiest days in Salt Lake this year that I have seen.
Yep.
And if that's not enough evidence of, you know, pollution causing some problems, because I know that it certainly causes health problems, but with the environment,
you know? The basic scientific fact is you can only put so much CO2
into the atmosphere.
Carbon dioxide into the atmosphere before it reacts.
Gus, what is your opinion on this?
Well, that's your fault for building a city right next to a mountain range.
Yeah, I know inversions.
Wait, where do you live in California? Are you in L.A.?
I am not in L.A. I'm in San Francisco.
Hey, guess what? There's valleys next to mountains.
Yeah,
what
you're right next to a mountain range, too.
What about Sacramento? Pick. Sacramento is in a mountain valley.
Yes, and it's terribly polluted as well.
Oh, my God.
And there you go, folks. It all comes down to the way of thinking. You know, it's. I don't know. We got to get going with these questions, guys. Why does it always seem in the media like the Republicans are better than the Democrats? I mean, why have we been told all this time, particularly now, that the Republicans, we're better than the Democrats? You know, Democrats are evil people. Why do Republicans always have the upper hand?
Well, you got to consider who's in power right now.
George W. Bush.
And the Republicans in the House and the Senate. You're going to get more coverage if you're in power. It's just a simple fact.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, I guess that does make sense.
But you can't let that control how you're going to vote. You know, it's an illusion. It's all a game of politics. You know that if you're in charge and if you got ultimate power, you're going to want to stay there. You know, and that's where the Democrats have to fight back. And I do believe that the Democratic Party has to start taking charge and standing up for themselves. You know, I'm a strong Democrat, but when it comes down to it, if there's someone who could stand up and be more moderate, then I'm willing to vote for them, and that doesn't matter what party they're in. If there's someone who could stand up and, like, say, hey, look, you know, this is how it's got to be, this is how I'm going to fix it, and I agree with their policies, then I would vote for them.
Yeah, I think that's how everybody should vote, and I actually think that
that's
Utah...
That's exactly how everyone should
I
vote.
I think Utah has a big problem with that because, you know... I think that the majority of people in Utah feel pressured to vote Republican, and I'm not saying, you know, a certain, you know, like, just if just certain people, but I think the majority of Utahns are pressured into voting Republican because our legislature is all Republican, and I think... know what they want to do, what they think needs to be done, and I just think it would be a lot better if people just threw out the parties. I really do. Just because then we would actually get some quality people voted into office.
And I agree with you, and I also believe that instead of having a two-party system with Democrats versus Republicans, that we need a third party in there to keep checks and balances on both of them.
I definitely agree with
you. That's the independent.
I'm talking maybe Green Party, Libertarian.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter. There needs to be something there. Otherwise, the country is going to be divided like it currently is.
That's true.
So, okay, my next question for you guys. I want to hear your opinion on this, Gus, because I know we it seems like we've been doing a lot of Republican bashing on this program so far. But I want to hear what your take on. Why are Republicans always seem like they're in the lead?
That's because. because the majority of Americans agree with my ideals and our party ideals.
Your ideals? You mean your party's ideals? Yeah, okay.
And I would say most of the state of Utah does as well.
Well, a majority of the people believe in his ideals if that's what you want to believe. Now, remember, when you have absolute power, you control everything.
What's the voting record? Look at what happened in the last two elections.
Hey, look, I'm not going to go into detail. I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist, but I don't necessarily believe that the last two elections were totally legit.
Hmm.
I mean, voter fraud. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't believe it.
Why don't you believe it, Gus?
I don't think that's possible for something like that to occur in this great country.
Hey, were you around in 2000? Do you know how long it took to find out who was president between Al Gore and Bush?
Actually,
remember hanging chads? I'm not talking about the country of Chad. I'm talking about hanging chads.
It just took a couple of weeks to confirm that.
Yeah, that's a couple weeks too long.
Do you know who was in Supreme Court at the time who gave him the nomination? His daddy's appointees. You know who I'm talking about. In the Supreme Court, Bush's dad's appointees decided the election of 2000. Not based on popular vote, mind you, but based on what the Supreme Court had to say and who put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Got
it. So my answer to your question, Justin, about why people think that Republicans are getting majority of the power or like the best party, I don't necessarily see that, to be honest with you.
Okay. I got a question.
It depends on if you're watching Fox Network or CNN. I don't see that. And I don't really watch Fox Network that much, so that explains why.
I got a question from Aaron on email. Could you please ask Gus Baker why he doesn't think we should have a path of citizenship for the illegal immigrants so that we can make sure more of their money stays in the country through taxes rather than being sent back to Mexico? Did you get all that?
I think so. Well, legal immigrants do very important jobs in the country. First of all, they clean my house, they mow my lawn.
God, I hope you're not running for a party. I hope you're not running for a party there, Gus.
What?
I just said I hope you're not running for an office. You'll never win.
No, actually, I have to get off the phone here for about 15 minutes. I have something important to take care of. But hopefully I will rejoin you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Gus. We'll try to get you back on as soon as possible, right? Okay, I guess
that was weird.
Yeah, that's strange. Anyway, since now we have you, could you answer that question? Why? What do you think we should do with our immigrants?
Legal immigrants?
Yes.
Well, I believe that there is a multi. There's obviously a major problem with this in the country. I mean, if you look at the statistics, we have hospitals down on the border that are shutting down because they don't have medical insurance. They can't pay for their medical bills. Now, I'm not recommending that we kick all of them out, especially the ones who are here now who've established themselves and families in this country. Now, that's not saying that I'm granting them total amnesty, and I want you to listen.
Uh-huh.
I believe that there should be a multi-tiered approach to this, and I wish some Democrat would pick up on this and use it in this House. Now, obviously, I can't do it because I'm just an analyst.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not running for any office.
Yeah.
So I can say this without worrying about political suicide. or maybe hopefully my party's political suicide.
Okay, but go ahead.
But anyway, you have to approach this at a multiple levels because the problem exists on multiple levels. For instance, why are they coming here in the first place? Ask yourself that question. Well, America is the land of the free,
yes,
the brave, and the smart, unlike what Mr. Kerry thought earlier. And I'll get up to that later. But anyway, we're the land of the free and the smart. And we also have jobs here for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to look at this and say, well, you know, if they're given jobs here, how can we solve that? One is by cracking down on those who hire illegal immigrants. Cracking down and capturing those people. And you know what? I'm not saying making a lot of illegal immigrants out of business.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And putting them out in the streets, because that's going to be a worse situation than it would if they were still working in the fields and doing jobs that Americans generally don't want to do. Now, what I'm saying is we got to crack down on those employers, first of all, because if we cut off the source or the reason why they're coming here, we're going to solve some of the problems. As far as those illegal immigrants who would lose their jobs, well, here's what we can do. We can make them citizens of the United States. Now, I know what you're saying. That's amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. People who immigrate here legally have to go through a long, tedious process in order to become a United States citizen. They have to wait. I have a friend from, or I've talked to a girl from Canada who has to wait 10 years in order to get her citizenship. And she's already had children here in the United States.
Really?
And she has to wait 10 years, and she has to go through all of this red tape that the government puts out, all of this, all of this just red tape, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
now, obviously, we need to overhaul our immigration system, and that's illegal and legal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So what we could do with those immigrants that would lose their job because we cracked down on the employers who hired them, well, they can keep their job, but they would have to go through a certain process. First of all, they'd have to get background checks because we would want to know who these people are in order to defend our country for national security purposes.
That's true.
We have a very open border. In fact, they did a study down in Tucson where they had a briefcase, or a fake briefcase nuke, and they drove across the border, and then they walked through again. These are American students, you know, from the University of Arizona in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this fake, you know, briefcase in their hand. It had a nuclear symbol, a radiation symbol. They drove back through. They were not detected, and they drove up to the, they eventually made their way to Phoenix, and they ended up pulling up right in front of the Capitol building of Arizona.
Oh.
Now, yeah, we have a problem here at our border, and we do need to address it. That's just the point, you know, and it is a national security issue. The Republicans are going to want to make you think that Democrats are weak on national security, and that's just a myth. That's a lie. If you want to say who's weak on national security, then go and look what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the Clinton years, our government cracked down more on employers of illegal immigrants than any time before. But when George Bush got in the presidency, well, it's kind of like that. You know, went out the window. They didn't care anymore. Let them come in. It's cheap labor, and that's wrong.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
So what we should do with these? I'm sorry, I'm going all around circles. But what we should do to these illegal immigrants is we should make them citizens, but they should have to go through the same hoops that every other legal immigrant should go through. And guess what? If they don't pass, then we deport them. If they really love this country, if they really want to be in here, and then they will pass, and I'm sure many of them will. Many of them are very good people. That's not to say illegal immigrants are bad people. They're human beings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for...
I wasn't finished with my multiple.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to get to that in just a bit because we have to take a break here.
Okay.
We're going to try to get Gus back on the line. Okay?
All right.
And we appreciate you, but keep that thought, and we'll get back to you in just a few minutes, all right? You're listening to
the UFM show here on KUT Student Radio, channel 66 in the dorms, KUT.org, and 99.9 FM on the east side of campus. So we'll be back on the second hour, folks, of the UFM show. This is the political show. I'm here with my friend Kia.
Hello.
And we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
I know you said sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Okay, and we're back. So,
yes.
What are we doing now?
We're back. I'm trying to sign into MySpace. We could not get Gus back on the phone. He had to leave for some apparent reason. We don't know yet why he had to leave. So we'll try to get him back on as soon as we can. But until then, we're still talking with Cooper, who's with us from Oklahoma. He's a Democrat representative, or a analyst. Sorry about that.
You still there?
Not a representative.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. So Anderson, Cooper. I'm confusing with you with Anderson Cooper because your name sounds so close to that.
Well, you know what? That tends to happen, and some people I look like him too. So.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, some people say I look like Anderson Cooper. So.
I find Anderson Cooper very, you know, he's kind of a good looking guy actually. Okay. How is the war in Iraq really going? What is the media not telling us?
Well, the media is actually showing you what's going on. I mean, if you turn on the media every day, even on Fox Network, which is a notoriously conservative network,
mm-hmm.
You can see what's going on, pretty much. I mean, yeah, there are a couple good things going on there, like building schools, but what they're not telling you is these schools are being attacked by insurgents. And we just had a contractor, a major contractor, leave Iraq today.
Really?
Who was in charge of building, infrastructure. And what they were saying was a lot of the infrastructure is being attacked by insurgents too, so they're pulling out. It's a mess. I don't know what other better way to describe it.
So you.
And what you're seeing on the media is close to reality. I mean, you have generals, five-star generals going over there, saying that it's not working right. Now, you know that, like I said earlier, staying the course isn't working anymore, and George Bush is finally realizing that. However, he's still being stubborn and not changing his ways. Now, I don't know if you listen to the news or the media a lot, but now he's charging Democrats to come up with how to get us out of there.
And
you know what? We welcome that charge. Welcome that charge.
It's just going to show the country why we should have a change.
We welcome that charge as a Democrat. Now, we're not going to expect perfection. We're not going to declaim a mission accomplished in a big banner
by
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
But, you know, we're going to work our best with what's the realistic solution to this problem.
And that's
I happen to believe that if we do pull out like the Republicans are claiming we want to do, then what will happen is Iraq will go under the influence of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these insurgents have strong ties to Iran, even the government there. A lot of people in the government do. Now, there's got to be different ways to do that. We don't have all the answers right now. But, hey, you know what? If you like the current position, then I'm going to tell you to vote for the status quo.
Yeah, if you like all these problems we've been having, keep it going for another 4 years.
Now, some say that we should increase troop levels, like Senator John McCain of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that we should send tens of thousands of more troops in there to quell the violence. Now, I have to say, looking at history, we did the same thing in Vietnam. And did that work?
No.
No, not at all.
However, we are dealing with a different enemy. These jihadists are not like communists in Vietnam. They are more fundamental, and they are more willing to take their own lives for their own cause. So we're dealing with a different enemy here. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that the Bush presidency did going into this war was, first of all, going in based on bad intelligence, or intelligence they manufactured. And that's just wrong. You don't start a war, you don't go looking for a fight based on faulty evidence. And I personally believe, and the evidence kind of shows this, that they knew there was no weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell knew about this.
Okay. Well, I just got a message from Gus, actually, on the internet that says he is back. So we're going to take a break. This is actually good timing because I have to switch the CDs as well as get Leroy back Gus back on the phone.
Who's Leroy?
I don't know who Leroy is. I don't know why that name just cocked in my head.
right.
But anyway, we're going to get Gus back on the phone here in just a few minutes, so we're going to take another break and switch the CDs over. Sorry about this, folks.
Also say, you know, I know you have listeners on there,
mm-hmm.
and you were mentioning a fast flatch.
On MySpace.
MySpace. You know, if they have questions for us, you know, feel free to ask questions because that's what we're here for.
Yes, and I urge you guys to do that. If you're listening to this is the UFM show, myspace.com/thatsmystewboy. That's my stewboy. It's all one word, STUBOY, at MySpace. And you can also give us a call later in this hour, actually, as we're going to be taking calls and talking about politics. We're going to take a break here on the UFM show. So we will be back in just a few minutes. I got a funny song that you guys probably like. It's a who comes up with these songs? It was the 80s, so I don't know. It's a reflex, the politics of dancing.
That explains it.
Go a little bit of reflex there. We gotta wait for the CD to start up before we get back into the show, so give it a few more minutes, 4 seconds. Okay, yes, record. We want you to record, and we actually were able to get Gus back on the phone. He had to step out and take a bathroom break, so We don't. He wanted us to say that. I don't know why he wanted us to say that, but he did, nonetheless. Okay, but before we get back to the show, we actually have Kia here, Kia with the weather. So go ahead, Kia.
Okay, everybody, just so you know, we don't have any snow just yet, so all of you snowboarders and skiers, just keep the patience because it's coming. But it's supposed to be cloudy all through tonight and with a few rain showers in the early morning. And it says the 30% chance, so that's pretty much means it's going to rain. And it's going to be kind of cold, 39 degrees, so get your blankets out. And tomorrow is supposed to be mostly cloudy with no rain. So there's your weather.
Highs in the mid-40s.
Thank you.
So, all right, we're back with Gus and Cooper. How you guys doing?
Oh, I bet Gus is feeling a lot better right now.
Significant.
So we were talking about how the war in Iraq was going before the break. Gus, do you want to comment on how the war in Iraq is going?
Well, it seems like it's been going kind of tough lately, but, I mean, you just got to stay the course, and I think things are going to work out in the end. We just got to maybe send a few more troops or maybe have a draft or something. And
oh, God. You are so lucky you're not running for a political office. If we do the draft, you're talking about anarchy in the United States, you know?
I think you're exactly right.
You know what? Don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of our men and women overseas in uniform. I think that's a very brave thing they've done, and they've answered the president's call, whatever that might be. You know, and I think it's okay to disagree with the president's call, too, but I think we still support him.
Unlike John Kerry.
Well, that's another story.
Actually, that is our next question, guys. Why did you think John Kerry got such a backlash when he talked about the war today, or a couple days ago?
Do you want to handle this one, Gus?
You can go first.
Well, as a Democrat and being like a representative of my party, I am very ashamed that he said that. I think that was a stupid comment on his part. But, you know, I believe that the Republicans, in their desperation and their last attempt to win, that this is the only thing that they really have going for them right now, so they have to beat the dead horse, if you will. And, you know, he's already apologized. He's apologized to the men and women in uniform. He's apologized to all those who he offended, so...
Well,
you know, I can forgive him for that. It was a dumb thing to say in the first place, but I forgive him.
He voted for us to go to war, and then he said something like that about our troops. That's horrible.
It is kind of stupid for him to say that. I agree with you there, Gus. But he apologized for that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for that opinion. That was just something that caught my eye in the political news, and of course, it's been all over CNN, and you know.
Yeah, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, then
and
you know that's all you hear about. That's all he has to go off of. It's pretty sad. But.
That is another thing I wanted to mention is that Rush Limbaugh has been getting a lot of news lately, particularly for what he said about Michael J. Fox. And I actually have a brief clip of his radio show. I can't remember the date this was. I think it was last week sometime.
It was a Monday of last week.
Monday of last week? Okay, thank you very much. But we have the clip of him talking about Michael J. Fox. This is just outrageous. Listen to this.
In this commercial, he is exaggerating the effects of the disease. He is moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act. This is the only time I have ever seen Michael J. Fox portray any of the symptoms of the disease he has. He can control himself enough to stay in the frame of the picture, and he can control himself enough to keep his eyes right on the lens, the teleprompter. But his head and shoulders are moving all over the place. So this is really shameless, folks. This is really shameless of Michael J. Fox.
Medication or he's acting. Let me tell you what's shameless about that. He obviously doesn't understand the effects of Parkinson's disease.
No.
You can't. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're off of your medication now. Michael J. Fox has admitted that he does not take medication sometimes when he goes before the Senate to speak or when he does certain things in order to get the message across that, yes, it is a devastating disease. He has to live with this all the time. And Rush Limbaugh obviously hasn't seen the effects of Parkinson's disease, and he obviously doesn't know what he's talking about. I think it's a shame that he has to bring this up, especially in order to defend his conservative agenda, when stem cells could really be proved medically valuable
Well, I think there's two things going on here. You got to separate them. I myself am a little ashamed of what Rush Limbaugh had to say, but his point is that stem cells are taken from aborted fetuses and they're destroying life.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Stem cell research is not all about that. There's many types of stem cell research. There's embryonic stem cell researchers that got everybody up in arms.
Which is the main
one. And that's
one.
What is used... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the embryonic stem cell research, a lot of people are angry about it because they don't know the facts. They think that just because they have taken it from an embryo that it's morally wrong. But in all reality, and I've actually done research on this for a class, what they do is they take the stem cells from fetuses that are marked... discard. They're going to throw them away. So why not use them for science? They're going
That's
to be
exactly
they're marked.
Very good point.
They're marked as God. Being they're put in the throw away pile.
We don't need to play God.
Well, I don't think anybody's trying to play God. I mean, you tell that to somebody who's dying of cancer. Oh, we can't play God because we're not God. So you can just die. That's not fair. What if that person lived a very good life? Got lots of kids, the family cares about them, but they're dying. They're dying of cancer because there's no cure. When stem cells are sitting there waiting to be curing the cancer that this person has.
And the thing that really makes me sick about this, Kia, is that people like Rush Limbaugh are using this as a political issue because they know that they can draw the conservative base out on this one.
Oh,
they know the conservative base feels strongly for them.
It irritates
And you know
me.
What? That's their religious right to do so.
It is.
But it's like you said, if these embryonic stem cell lines are going to be destroyed anyway, you know, they're going to be lost anyway. Why not use this for the betterment of human medicine?
Exactly.
And improving, you know, the situation. Why not do that?
Exactly.
You know, there are other medical procedures that you can use.
Not like stem cells.
Not
stem
like doctors promising as stem cell research.
They don't even know if they can do anything.
Yes, they do. They have scientific proof of what stem cells are capable of doing. They can, I mean, stem cells could be... I mean, just incredibly for burn victims. I mean, one of the scientific reports that I read for stem cells says that one stem cell can grow as much skin to cover a football field. And
that's right.
And not
Have
only
you ever
that.
Seen the movie The Island?
Well, yeah, not only that, but the stem cell that's used.
You ever seen the movie The Island?
Yeah.
I'm surprised anyone's seen the movie The Island.
No. See, this is the thing, though.
That's what our world will become. If
no,
we
it won't, because the stem cell. No, the stem cell becomes part of that person's body, okay? And it will regrow the skin, and that way there's no scarring and there's no pain. Do you even have any idea how amazing that would be for burn victims? Burn victims go through so much pain. It's indescribable. Most of them have to be put under anesthesia because the pain is so incredible. If they were to be able to have stem cells, it would eliminate that. They would recover with no scarring, mm-hmm. no dramatic effects, no pain, nothing. It would be like, you know, it would be nothing. And it's and not only with burn, I mean cancer.
You're talking about paraplegic people being fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
people with
anything.
Parkinson's,
exactly.
People with neuro diseases, that, you know, the nerve cells don't regenerate on their own.
See, and that's
this
the thing.
This is what exactly stem cells will be used for.
People who are against stem cell research are uneducated about the subject. They don't know what they're talking about. They automatically assume that it's immoral because the stem cells are coming from fetuses.
And you know what? That's the only argument that they have against that.
It is. The only
that's
argument.
That's the only argument. And you know what? That's fine. You can believe that what you want to, but I don't want to see... Should I ever know someone or have a relative that's, you know, able to be fixed by that? I want to do as much as I can to help them. And if stem cell research provides a way to do that, then I'm going to back it all the way, especially if these stem cell lines are going to be destroyed. And I'd like to point out another thing, too, and I mentioned this earlier, is the United States is losing a lot of biotechnical engineering jobs and companies for this very reason, that the government puts these restrictions on these stem cell lines that are going to be destroyed. Now, there's state funding, there's private funding that's going into this anyway, as Rush Limbaugh pointed out on his show. But the point that Rush Limbaugh came across was, and what he was trying to cover up was, to say, well, the law in Missouri, which is where this is all about, is going to make it legal for cloning these embryonic stem cells. That's cloning, which is a totally different issue.
That would be wrong.
This is a Christian nation we live in. We can't have cloning.
This is a nation of all creeds. This nation does not... The co-founders founded this nation... Or the... Excuse me. The forefathers founded this relation... little bit tongue-tied. The forefathers founded this nation based on freedom of religion. They escaped Europe in order to escape oppression, religious oppression. Because England...
Guys,
only endorsed one church, and they didn't have that option. So they wanted to get their own churches. They wanted to choose what man believe, let a man believe what they want to believe, and that's what this country is all about. It's about freedom of religion.
Yes, and
the freedom of speech.
Yes, is yes, yes. I want to stop you there on that Cooper, because we just got a MySpace message that is attacking freedom of speech. That is telling all of us to be quiet. She's telling mostly Kia. My co-host to be quiet. And
why is that?
Because I don't know. This lady is this girl is.
Well, I'm thinking it's because I was talking in favor of stem cell research, and obviously this
sounds like a very moral.
This MySpacer, I'm guessing, is probably very conservative and most likely Republican as well.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with being Republican.
No, there's not. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is she's attacking me because I'm stating scientific facts. Go look it up on the internet. And I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to execute my right of freedom of speech. I have it. I'm going to use it.
Exactly. It's in the Constitution that we have the right.
If you have control of Congress and the presidency, you will not be able to change these things.
That's why you got to vote for a change
on
next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday. Okay, guys, I want to keep this moving. Why is the country so divided politically?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that you have... when you have a party in complete control... the Clinton didn't have the luxury of doing that. Only for his first 2 years were the House and the Senate Democrat. And then you had what they called as the Republican Revolution of 1994, where Newt Gingrich and his cronies took over the House and the Senate. So there was a checks and balances power there. Now, I'm sure Clinton didn't like that, but if he liked what was going on during the Clinton era, then that's a good thing. Now what you have is an all-Republican Congress, an all-Republican House, and an all-Republican presidency. And so you have absolute power. You don't have a check on that power.
And we are accomplishing many things. We're conducting a war. We are rebuilding Hurricane Katrina-ravaged areas.
Oh, God.
We are growing the economy. We are... building a fence to fight illegal immigration. We are doing many things good for this country.
All right. Well, okay. You know what? The only thing you said in there that I agreed with was building the fence. Because I was talking about illegal immigration earlier, and I believe that that's one way of also controlling the immigrants. By providing a physical barrier that makes it harder to cross, you might deter some of them. You're not going to deter all of them. But you also have to deal with the fact that Mexico is a poor, poor country, and they have their economy sucks down there. And guess what? A lot of their co-workers are working down there in our American factories. They decide to move down there.
Very economical to have their workers.
It's very economical for the company, but it's economical for the country.
Hey, she's probably friends with Josh.
Okay, guys, sorry about that. We just keep getting these slanderous messages on MySpace, and it's got to stop, folks. Please,
what are they saying?
They're telling Kia to leave the studio. We have no reason why. This lady supports stem cell research, but she said Kia seems stupid, and she sounds like an annoying retard. Now I got to give
her. You know what? That's a product of freedom of speech. They have the right to say that. However wrong they are, but they have the right to say that.
Yeah.
We're not trying to bash anybody here. We're trying to be nice. Obviously, you have a problem doing that.
We're trying to bring out the political issues.
Yeah, not bash people. So, anyway, everyone knows what separation of church and state is, but here in Utah, it seems to be thrown out the window with our Republicans being all mostly LDS. Since the church has this much power in the government, does this sway the votes in Utah in one way or the other?
Can you elaborate on what way the... state of Utah is interfering with the education system as far as church and state?
What did you say?
Could you elaborate in what ways Utah is blending the lines between church and state?
because most of the Republicans in office are LDS, the primary religion here in Utah.
And that's not necessarily blending church and state.
No, but could it sway the votes in one way or another? Does it have any effect?
Well,
it
obviously does sway the votes in one way or another.
Yeah, it goes to Republicans.
LDS people tend to be conservative, so it obviously does.
Well, no, I think what Justin is trying to say is, do you think the voters would be more inclined to vote for somebody who is LDS rather than who is not?
Well, I believe if they're LDS, then yes, they will be.
Okay.
If they're not, then they probably wouldn't be.
Okay, but do you think that they should consider that when choosing a candidate?
I don't necessarily think that they should choose religion when they're picking a candidate.
Exactly. Then
obviously, people are going to vote with who they can identify with.
Exactly.
Just what they're going to do.
Okay. For the senator and governor races, what would be the top five things a candidate should do for the United States in general or the state they are representing? The top five things they should do.
In order to win?
No, do for the United States, like improve the United States.
Oh, well, that's obvious. But one, we can change the situation in Iraq. And another, we could stop this loss of jobs overseas due to strict biotech laws, strict other laws, you know. It's just horrendous how many jobs are losing because of this. And they don't tell you that. They won't tell you that.
I think this is that big of a jobs field. I think most of the jobs that are going overseas are just kind of answering phones.
That's not true. We got biotech companies, big biotech companies going overseas because the restrictions are too much on them. And guess what? All that research that they put into that is going to be claimed by some other country. You know, as much as American... as much as the people who are against the stem cell research, you know, are against it, it's going to happen somewhere else where people are going to start finding cures. And once that happens, they're going to wonder why those companies weren't in the United States.
All right.
Anyway, another thing you can do is you can fix this illegal immigration problem. I believe that's a major problem, especially for those people on the southern border where it's mostly apparent, but it happens all over the place. And another thing is they could keep the church out of the state. They could do a lot of things.
Gus,
there's a lot of cases. Have you been to school in Kansas lately?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard about what goes on in schools in Kansas lately?
Yes, they have the right to teach their children whatever they want to teach them, and if the administrators vote to not teach evolution, then they can do that.
You know what? I got something to say about this, and you might be shocked. I don't have a problem with them teaching creationism in school. However, what I do have a problem is teaching creationism in a science course,
mm-hmm.
or intelligent design, as they so call it.
That's a good point.
You know what? And if they're going to teach creationism in school, why not teach the origins of the Indian people who believe in Buddha? Why not teach the origins of the Japanese people, what they believe? Or why not teach the origins of the Navajo people? I'm sorry, what was that?
Go to any university and you will learn that.
Then why are we having this in public school?
And you have to remember, not everybody goes to college either.
That's true.
Yes, well, maybe they should.
Well, John Kerry thinks they should too.
Yes, exactly. And if this were the perfect world, everybody could afford college too.
That's a good point. A lot of people don't go to college because they can't afford it. Tuition rates are outrageous.
Yeah, that's
and there's many ways.
Well, I know that. I know, but the majority of the people who don't go to college feel that they, you know, there's no way for them to go.
So. And you know, Kia, I'm glad you brought that up because that is another problem that Americans are facing today. Is how you're going to pay your car payment, your kids' college students. Bills. You know, how are students going to pay their college student loans when they get out?
Exactly.
I mean, this is ridiculous. They have to choose between...
creating wonderful jobs in this country.
That are being outsourced overseas.
If they were all going overseas, why do I have to sit in traffic every day going to work?
Because people don't know how to drive.
Lots of people are working.
There's lots of people are working, but the jobs that produce the companies... I'm sorry... The careers that produce more jobs are going overseas.
That's right.
We always need secretaries. We always need engineers. We always need those people. We can't export those, but we can export car companies, biotechnical companies. We can export all that.
highly recommend you buy American cars. Yeah, if you want to drive around and have it fall apart on you at 150,000 miles.
Exactly.
Or sooner.
Very soon. I believe that the American car company market is losing their business. They're going bankrupt because their product. Part of the reason is their product.
No, it's because Americans aren't patriotic and they're not supporting their American company.
You know, Toyota has a plant here, too, and they put a lot of the Toyota parts just because it's a Japanese company, and some of the parts are made in Japan. If you look at American cars, a lot of the parts are made in Japan, too.
Okay, guys. We gotta really keep this moving so we can get to phone calls from listeners. I want to ask a question that is really, I'm really ashamed of our country having this, but what is your opinion of the Electoral College? Should it be demolished or left in place? Is it important to our country?
When they came up with this Electoral College, they wanted to come up with a way of voting so that they would have the final say. And since the people really aren't informed on the issues like we are, the people that are in charge in this country...
Are you a member of the Electoral College?
What?
Are you a member of the Electoral College?
Yes, I am, actually. I have a vote from the state of California. And sadly, my vote usually goes Democratic, but...
Maybe you should move to a different state.
I love it here.
Well, then, okay, then.
But what?
My view on the Electoral College is the Founding Fathers created the Electoral College in order to keep the people from voting in someone like Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
However, I do believe in this time and age, we do have all the media, and we do... The politicians are pretty much, you know, exposed. Every little thing is known about them. Now, I believe that we also have the right to impeach a president, too. So, you know, I believe that the Electoral College is not really worth anything right now.
Yeah, it's.
I believe the original intentions were good, but I believe that now it's past its due. I'm sorry, what was that?
It just happens to be the way that we decide who's president.
But it's
I know, that's kind of unfortunate.
It's not needed in this day and age with all the media that we have. You know, the candidates can get themselves out there. In the old, you know, way back when this country was founded, you know, it took weeks and months to get across the country. So, you know, the whole media and stuff like that basically put a stop to the Electoral College. We don't need it anymore. We need the people that vote. We need their vote to actually mean something.
So that's true.
Their vote does mean something.
Yeah,
majority of people in that state vote for a candidate. That state will give Electoral College votes to that candidate. It's very simple. It's a majority win.
Yeah, see, but when we saw in like the 2000 election, you know, the Electoral College kind of backfired there with the whole recount thing. You know, it went first, you know, it's just... It's a confusing system.
I don't think it works.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No, if you're a good enough candidate, you should win without any question.
But that's not democracy.
That's not the right. That's not
how it
should be.
It is a democracy. There's either one good candidate, one bad candidate, or two bad candidates.
Well, everybody, you know, as defined in the Constitution, everybody should have freedom of speech. Everybody should have, you know, fair say.
Everybody
about
does
it.
Have freedom.
Yeah,
of speech.
I know. But it's very tarnished with like what Bush is saying, you know, like all the Republicans are anti-patriotic and everything by bashing the war.
They're claiming the Democrats are anti-patriotic. If you don't support the war, then you're not patriotic.
Exactly.
They aren't. They won't stand up for our troops.
Let me ask you this, Gus. Is not providing enough... Let me ask you this, Gus.
He's not a patriot.
Excuse me.
He fight for this country, and he's not a patriot.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, but George Bush... didn't fight for this country. He joined the National Guard. And last time I heard, he wasn't very good at the National Guard either.
No, sir.
But let me tell you something about being patriotic. Is being patriotic denying our troops the armor that they desperately need to protect themselves out there in the Iraqi battlefield? Is that being patriotic?
It's been the best equipment available.
That's right, but who's in charge and who's denying them?
It's the generals who are not requesting it. We have no idea in Washington what's going on.
That's true, but maybe there's something going on there that we don't know about. But maybe what I'm trying to say is...
Are you saying we sent our troops over to Iraq to die for no reason?
I'm saying that we sent them over there based on weapons of mass destruction. We never found any weapons of mass destruction.
I think you should ask that question now, to now, the American
said we
people
were trying to liberate
what,
the Iraqi people.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Iraqi people
liberate them, and they treated us as liberators.
And now where are we at with them? Now where are we at?
Now
they want us out of the country.
Now we have sucked all the terrorists from all the countries in the area into Iraq, and we are fighting them there, so we don't have to fight them here.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to say this. I believe that we are breeding more hatred for us over there, and it's only a matter of time before we get hit again.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
I believe you can try to throw up all. You know what?
6 years ago.
You know, let me tell you something else about being patriotic. Who is checking these ports? All the shipments that come in, no one's checking those. We have a very small percentage of those being checked right now.
The economy flowing at a good rate. You can't just check every container that comes in.
Well, yeah, you tell that to the people who get killed, or you tell that to the living relatives when there's another terrorist attack.
Well, when you don't have food on your plate because you can't go to the grocery store because the cupboards are bare, and then you wonder why, that's why. It's because it would just take too much.
Oh, my God. You have no point. Oh, my God. This is where our country's going to. This is where our...
We need luxuries.
Why?
We need luxuries? No.
Yeah, but how much is it going to take to just check those luxuries when they come in our country to make sure that they're not a nuclear weapon or a dirty bomb?
Well, they would have to check every toothpaste tube then, because that's what they do at the airports
now. Oh, my God. Well, maybe they should.
Open up every case of toothpaste that comes from China. Check it.
You know what? I'd rather have them do that than have another 2,000, 3,000 some odd people die for no reason.
That's not that many.
Are you kidding me?
Holy.
Excuse me. When is any amount of deaths not that many? I'm sorry. How many deaths does it take?
One is too many.
See, this country is too sensitive. We can't handle somebody dying for freedom or for prosperity or for to make this country a better place.
Okay, those people who died in 9/11, they weren't fighting for anything. They were going to work. They were regular citizens. They were doing nothing to nobody.
Right, and terrorists struck us. We are fighting them back right now in Iraq.
The terrorists were striking us before that, too. There's always been a hatred from us over in the Middle East. And the worst thing we can do, the most irresponsible thing we can do, is go over there and destabilize the region, because I hate to say it, Saddam Hussein was a bad person. There's no doubt about that. But he was a stabilizing force in that region. And what kind of price is America going to pay to destabilize it? Now, I hope that there is a good solution to Iraq. As much as you Republicans think that we Democrats don't want to see us win, I hope we do win somehow. But we gotta think about this. We gotta think about this open-mindedly, and we gotta attack it with an open mind, because our current system and our current administration right now isn't really proven the situation.
Stay the course.
Hey, I got news for you. Bush stopped saying that a week ago.
We are making progress every day. We are changing the hearts and the minds of the Iraqi people.
And that's why I'm turning on the TV and seeing Wolf Blitzer reporting more deaths over there.
Well, CNN is a liberal-based media outlet. So
yeah, I got news. No, Fox is reporting the same thing, too.
Well, they're also talking about John Kerry's recent comments.
He apologized.
That's the only thing you guys have.
Yeah, I think lives are more important than somebody saying something.
I definitely think so, too.
Why did he say it, then?
Because he had a slip of the tongue. His brain left him for a moment.
He's a human being.
He's human. Exactly. He's human.
But he apologized.
People don't say things they don't mean.
That's not true. You know what? I'm sure you said something that you didn't mean. Just because you're in the heat of the moment and you just said something and then later you thought, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
It happens to everyone.
It happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. If you're human, it happens. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, you'd like to think so.
Do you have another question? Let's move off of this.
We've got to get going with you guys. We've got to get going. We want to get to calls from listeners, because we know how much you guys out there listen, and we're tying up the phone line. This is my last and final question, and we're going to go to a break after this. How intelligent is the President of the United States? Do you think he is fully capable of running this country? Comparable to past presidents,
How good of a job is Bush doing?
Excellent.
Well, that's an obvious question.
Excellent job.
That's a really
excellent, excellent.
Economy
in what
has
way?
Never been better. Look at the stock market; it's over 12,000 points.
You know what? The stock market's only good if you own stock.
That's true.
Yes, don't you own stock?
I actually happen to own some stock. I own mutual funds.
Well,
but that's not the point. Many Americans out there do not own stock.
That's true. Many Americans don't.
I don't.
Well, hey, listen. I'm still in the middle class. I'm not upper crust Republican like you are. I'm still struggling day to day to pay the bills. I can't go out there and buy the truck that I want.
Majority of America is.
That's
yeah.
True.
The majority of Americans are not in the top 1%, which is an obvious statement.
Americans need to take the initiative if they want to get ahead of themselves.
That's true. Americans do need to take the initiative, and that's exactly. They need to take the initiative and vote for a change.
That's true.
Because you can make anything out of yourself.
You can, and this is America. Unless you want to be a biotechnical engineer and you want to stay a stem cell, then you have to go overseas.
You have to go
There's
to Japan.
Moral reasons why we cannot do that.
Oh, jeez. Don't get started on that again.
You know, there's morals on the other our side, too. We have morals, too. We care about the troops just as much as you guys do. And unlike what Kerry said, no, I believe a lot of the United States troops
Kerry
are smart
not
people.
Care about our troops?
No.
And he was proven in the 2004 election to have served this country wrongly.
Well, look at the president of the United States right now.
If you, you know what? I ask your voters this. If you like what you see right now, if you like the way the country is going, then vote for the status quo. There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
If you don't, vote for a change.
And the main point we were trying to get across tonight is that you should get out there and vote, regardless of who you vote for.
That's right.
We ask of you, though, to take a look at your candidates, you know, in detail as much as you can.
Regardless of their political affiliation.
Yeah. Look at their positions and look at where they stand on things. Don't just go blindly.
Well, educate yourself before
yes.
you vote.
Exactly.
Learn all the facts, get things right.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said
we're not going to. Let's not go there. That would allow children to get abortions without their parents' consent.
Oh God. I don't think we should talk about that, guys. Not on this show. Not right now.
Very important.
It is an important subject, and it's.
There's also a proposition in California called Proposition 87, where they're trying to get tax money from the gas companies to go into researching new energy sources. Now, tell me, what is wrong with that? Decrease our oil. Even the president said that. Let's decrease our oil dependency on the Middle East. Oh, I believe he's going to follow that.
What's going to do is make us rely more on foreign oil, and then we're going to have to be charged more at the gas pump. It's not worth it.
Okay, whatever.
All right, guys. I appreciate you guys being on the show this evening. We've had a good political debate. We've got some tempers flaring here. We've got people in the audience that are mad at us for some odd reason. We don't know why.
People are just angry. You guys need to chill out.
Yeah.
Just relax. We're not trying to make anybody angry.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to persuade. We're not trying to tell you to vote one way.
Well, we're
trying to persuade you a little bit.
We're trying to tell you just vote. We don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Just do it. The more people that vote, the more, you know, it's going to count.
Exactly.
People can only vote if they're registered. Remember that. Illegal aliens cannot vote.
Actually, they can in the state of Arizona, but that's another topic.
They should not be allowed to vote.
Well.
They're not here legally.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not. We know that.
Okay, guys, we've got to let you go. Thank you, Gus Baker from California. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Pleasure being on the show.
And we wish you luck. And Cooper Darrenson, we really appreciate you being on the show. You're from Oklahoma.
Thank you very much.
My birth state of Oklahoma.
Being on your show, I'd love to come back on.
Well, I would too. We really appreciate your time on the show.
Yes, thanks, guys, for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night. We're going to take a break here before we get back to the calls. The phone lines are now open, and my CD player is being stupid. Uh-oh.
Again,
yeah,
ASUU?
Again, we need new equipment.
We need new equipment. Now it's saying check disc. There's a disc in there.
Yeah, there is a disc in there. I don't know. I don't get it. We'll be back in about 4 minutes with the half an hour left of the show for
user for listener phone calls. 801-585-3449. We're going to answer your questions as best we can. Again, folks, we're not here to persuade you to do anything. We just want you to vote. So get out there and vote. We'll come back and listen. Come back with us on the second hour. We'll be right back. Something in me love the way that it sounded when it said how it wanted to stand and then be counted. Sometimes I talk to myself in the early dawn, before all the fragments of my dreams are gone. Things you don't know why your mind held on to, or else sometimes you know more than you want. The joys of crappy equipment that the ASCU gives us.
And our CD player is not working.
So this phone call probably may not be recorded on the last hour. If my home computer back in my room pooped out on me, this last half of the show will not be recorded.
Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Well, it worked last time, so I'm not too worried about it. Anyway, the number to call for your political questions and our answers the best we can is 801-585-3449. If you're listening in the dorms, you're listening on Channel 66 or KU.org. More preferably, I can't see the reason to listen to, I don't know, TV and radio don't mix for me.
Well, it's just weird to listen to a radio station on TV because that kind of defeats the purpose of the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I love listening to the radio. That's what got me started in this hobby. I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, but it's just I really love the radio hobby, and I listen to the radio all the time. That's where I get my experience from. I worked at a radio station. I have this experience, so I love doing this for you. This is fun. Having a KU broadcast, despite not getting paid, I don't really care. it's fun. So I really appreciate the last show we had was the Ghost Show. It was really cool. We got a message, actually, from MySpace.
That was a really good show. If you guys missed it, you should go on the archives and listen to it because it was really fun. And it was kind of creepy, some of the stories that people call in and talked about.
I got a MySpace message that said a guy is recording my show. If I need a copy, then I'll let him know. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I'll actually respond on the radio rather than typing a message, which is nice. Yeah. If I need a copy of it and I don't, if my computer poops out, I'll let you know. I'll send you a message or something because we really like to archive these shows. And by the way, folks, you know, I've never really mentioned this, but our shows are archived. All of the ones, you know, the past two have been archived online. www.ubstudios.com. That's ubstudios.com. Go to the main page right below the media center. There's a link to the archives for this show. UB Studios is my website. It's such a huge website. There's so many things on there. You can get lost in that website.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
But it's yeah. But anyway, 801-585-3449. We're going to be dying here if we don't have any phone calls about political questions. Come on, folks. Tuesday's the next election. We want to hear from you what your opinions of what's going on with, you know, the war in Iraq or whatnot, the subjects that we were talking about tonight. You have a question for our activists that we're on, we can answer those.
Or anything. Call in and tell us who you're going to vote for and why.
Yes, that would be a good reason to call.
Otherwise, we want
to
know.
Otherwise, we're just going to talk about KU and ASU again.
That's right.
We're going to force you to listen to that. No, we're not going to do that.
So, come on, people, call in. We really want to hear from you. We want everybody to know what the U students are thinking. Or even if you're not a U student, just call in and let us know, you know, where you stand politically and why, what issues are most important to you when deciding which candidate you're going to vote for.
And again,
anything.
And again, we're going to be as neutral as possible.
That's
on
right.
This subject. We are not trying to put down anybody.
No.
At all. On anything, you know, any subject, because politics is a very touchy subject, of course.
That's right.
And
it should definitely not have a bias. It should be 100% neutral, especially when you're talking about everything.
Yeah, and I don't agree personally with somebody calling you stupid. That was just wrong. Personally,
that lady didn't even know me.
Of course, again, you have the right to say it, but I don't agree with it. I have the right to not agree with it.
That's true.
You know, there's a famous quote that says something. I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for the right to say it.
Exactly.
So, go ahead and hit that button.
The on button.
Yeah.
KU, it's Student Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Orrin Hatch's office.
Really?
We've had some complaints about your program tonight.
Oh.
What do you have to say about yourself?
What do these complaints say?
You're just bad-mouthing Orrin, and we're just looking into it.
Yeah.
We're not bad-mouthing him. We are stating things that he's said in press conferences and whatnot.
Yeah, this is all stuff that is available, you know, to find in the media and
yeah.
on the internet. This is not.
I'll have you know the sun. Is not too happy with you right now.
Does he know? But he knows about the show. Is he listening?
He is listening right now.
Well, we weren't trying to bash anybody.
No, Mr. Hatch, we really appreciate what you're doing for the state and everything. But we even though we may not agree with you, you know, we appreciate what you're doing because it's got to be hard to be a senator.
Yeah, and our purpose was to just
kind of talk about actually not only Mr. Hatch, but, you know, also Pete Ashdown, and kind of just get to know each candidate. We weren't trying to bash anybody or anything.
Okay, we accept your apology. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the UFM show. I appreciate that.
So, 801-585-3449, I just got a quote, message that said that was Voltaire. I didn't know. I know
benefits of a classical education.
I like quoting. Right. I like quoting Alan Rickman from Die Hard.
Also, I just wanted to add, I don't think I'm stupid for quoting scientific facts. I've done research on a lot of different things, and I'm just expressing what I found in my research.
I don't think she was calling you stupid for that. I think she was calling you stupid for just sounding stupid. That's uncalled for.
I think so too.
Again, though, she has the freedom of speech to say that, so we're kind of screwed.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Doesn't mean we have to agree.
It doesn't mean we have to agree with you, but, yeah. Anyway, 801-585-3449 is the number. 801-585-3449 is the number. But, yeah, interesting. Interesting that Orrin Hatch's office called us. I wondered if we were going to get a political figure listening to the show tonight. And if you're into politics, or you're a representative, or even if you're Mr. Ashdow himself, that would be so awesome if we could have Pete Ashdow on.
That would be fantastic, very fantastic. Any politician that's running for any position in office would be great. If you want to say something about your campaign or about any of your opponents, by all means, call in. We want to hear from you.
Oh, look at that.
Well, there we go.
The magic of time. Go ahead and press that button.
KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Speaking from the Golden EIB Network, this is Rush.
Oh, my God.
One half of my brain tried on my back just to make it fair.
Oh, my God, Mr. Limbaugh.
This is Mr. Limbaugh? Yes, it is. And, you know, I am a regular blogger on the radio networks, and I am very into radio myself.
Oh, my God.
And I happened to stumble upon your show. And I must say that you are a member of the drive-by media, because all you do is just say stuff and you don't back it up. Just like your Democratic analysis that was on earlier. Blah, 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 blah.
Mr. Limbaugh, oh gosh. I have the right to say this, right? Because I am an American, I have the right in the Constitution that gives me freedom of speech, right?
Yes. But you shouldn't abuse it. It's not smart. Look what Kerry did this weekend.
I know. And Kerry, that was not smart of Kerry to say that, of course.
No, it wasn't.
But I must say that your comments on Michael J. Fox were wrongly put. You yourself are a hypocrite.
Well, I was simply pointing out the fact that I wasn't necessarily cutting down Michael J. Fox. I feel very bad with Parkinson's disease.
I'm fully well aware.
I wasn't trying to make fun of him at all. I was just simply pointing out that maybe there's an agenda behind what he's done. Maybe he got duped.
No.
You know, maybe he was duped by the Democrats in order to reform this for them so the stem cell research law could pass in Missouri.
I cannot talk to you. You are just...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, not to mention...
Mr. Limbaugh, I was going to say, don't you think you're a bit of a hypocrite for bashing Kerry and then saying this stuff earlier about Michael J. Fox? Okay, I know.
Well,
I know. No, 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 no. Hold on a minute.
That we know of.
Hold on a minute. I wasn't finished with what I was going to say. And now I just forgot it. But no, I did. I know that you're just as guilty for... And you apologize to him. You apologized to him. You said, "I'm sorry for saying that."
Yes, I did.
But
and
then,
so
but then,
what were you talking about?
No. After you apologized, you proceeded to bash him again. Why?
Well, because I simply want to explain to my audience. I do have the most listeners in talk radio, by the way.
I would disagree with that.
I just thought that he was maybe overacting, or he didn't take his pills, and he has admitted in the past that he hasn't taken his pills get the effects of his Parkinson's occurring.
No, I don't think it's to get his effects. I don't really think that's the thing. He was actually, he said he did
so
take
it's
his...
my word against yours. Boo, boo, boo,
oh,
boo.
Yeah, it's my word against yours, this whole argument and everything. Mr. Limbaugh, you have already proven yourself to be a complete idiot.
Well, you just call me an idiot, and so you're bashing me, and you're partaking in what I do and what everybody else does. So you makes you a hypocrite, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, then, I'm an American.
Then being American is a hypocrite, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we with this freedom of speech, we're all abusing.
We're all abusing. So what you're saying is we should take away freedom of speech.
No, that's not at all.
What he's saying at all.
Then you're saying we're abusing this. Obviously, if you're abusing something, you should stop it.
Well, you know, you're bordering on, you know, what is it called? It's not slander, is it? Slander for making fun of somebody so bad, you know, I don't know. Michael J. Fox was actually not too... He was not upset that...
We're changing the subject.
No. This is still on the subject. Michael J. Fox was not upset at all that you said these things against him, in fact.
Well, I'm sure he, deep down inside, he probably was. Boo, boo, boo.
But then again, you like that. You're one of those...
And who said I wasn't upset when I got exposed for taking drugs?
Well, that was your own fault.
Prescription medicines and blah.
That was your own fault.
Well, maybe it's Michael J. Fox's fault.
No, it's not his fault for having Parkinson's.
I think you cannot compare having Parkinson's and abusing drugs. You cannot compare those two. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't work.
Well, all I'm saying is maybe I thought he was acting or he was off of his medicine.
He's not acting any... Did you see the interview with Katie Couric that he gave?
He could have been off of his medicine.
No.
He's done that before.
No. Did you see the interview with him and Katie Couric?
I do not watch the Katie Couric show, no.
No, it was CBS News, the nightly news.
I did not watch that either.
He said that he had taken his medicine that day, but one of the effects of the medicine that he takes is that it causes him to be more shaky. Parkinson's medicine has caused that, you know.
And you know what else? I think, Justin, you mentioned this earlier, that you heard sometimes when Michael J. Fox does his promotions, you know, and his charities and fundraisers and whatnot, he purposely doesn't take his medicine because he wants...
No, listen,
he wants people to see how devastating Parkinson's is. He's trying to get the message across.
All I'm saying is maybe the drive-by media and the Democrat is using him, his symptoms in order to get a message across. Yeah, can you not agree with that?
Well, never mind.
Mr. Limbaugh, we have got to run. We've got to take other callers.
Well, fine, because I just want to show your listeners that Rush Limbaugh is still the king of radio, and boom, 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 listen to me.
No, whatever.
I thought Coast to Coast AM was the king of all radio. Because it is. It has the most listeners, and it's on the most stations. It's on more stations than Rush Limbaugh's, than his program. Coast to Coast AM, which is on an hour after this program, an hour and 6 minutes after this program, well, 10 o'clock. It's on at 11:06. It's like our program, only it's a 4 hours version of our program, and it's a well more developed audience and everything. They've got more, like, hundreds of stations across the country and everything. It's a really interesting program. So that beats Rush. But anyway, 801-585-3449. The phones are open now, folks. We urge you to call and give your opinions on even Rush Limbaugh, of course. I mean, because he just called. You can give your opinions on what you think of ASU and KU. We'll also open up the phones for that. ASU and KU, that battle is still going on, and it will go on for as long as I can think it will. You know,
I think that's definitely something that's going around right now. There was an article in the Chronicle yesterday about it, right?
Yeah, there was. There was a huge article. It took up to a page and then some.
So I'm sure the students on campus are well aware of what is going on with ASU versus KU. So if you have any sort of opinion about that, please call in and let us know, because we want to hear about it.
Okay, I got a message that says, it's probably not my place to say that Rush Limbaugh doesn't sit at home visiting KU.org, but these fake callers are taking away the credibility of your show because it's a good show until fake callers come in.
Okay, so if you're a fake caller, don't
Yeah, if
fake
you're
it.
A fake caller, don't fake it.
We want to hear from serious people, and we want serious opinions.
Yes, exactly. This is not a show that you fool around with. Just like with the ghost, we were asking for people to call with actual ghost stories and not be, you know, fake on the phone.
Exactly. So, especially with political campaigns and stuff, we want real opinions, not jokes.
And I didn't think that was a fake call. It was funny though that some guy was impersonating Rush Limbaugh. Of course, it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Because Rush Limbaugh would never call this show.
Oh no.
But it's funny that, you know, that guy acted like Rush Limbaugh. So. because that's kind of what he probably would have really acted like in real life. You know, he would have defended himself, like, and that's what he sounds like. That's too. That's cool too. He got the guy got it down. But when you guys do call, we ask that you, you know, please do not be fake. Please have an honest opinion. Please be ready with your question, because we want to answer. We're here to answer your questions about the political system, about the elections on Tuesday. You know, we want to hear who you might think would be a good candidate to vote for. We want to hear shout-outs for the candidates. So Pete Ashdown, that would be cool if he called.
That would be really cool if he called.
Orrin Hatch, that would be cool if he called. I doubt Orrin Hatch is going to call. I doubt Pete Ashdown is going to call, but that would be awesome.
It would be really awesome if either one of them called. So, you know, we want to hear opinions from both sides. We want to be unbiased. So please call in and let us know what you think.
801-585-3449. We're going to take a quick break just for a minute, because I got plenty of songs here that I haven't played today. So I think this one's kind of appropriate for this kind of political season, if it plays. You know this song. It's The Stones with Painted Black. We'll be right back. There's a good politically, I guess, motivated song, if you want to call it that. Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones there. So, what are you doing?
I'm sending a text message to all my friends telling them to call into the show if they're listening.
Yes, because we want to hear your opinions.
Because I know a lot of my friends have some pretty strong political views because I've heard them from you before. So we should let everybody else know what they are. So you should call in if you're listening.
Exactly, because we want to hear from you.
That's right.
So, and also you can continue sending your fast flashes on MySpace.com, MySpace.com/thatsmystewboy. It's kind of a dorky profile, but just send me a message and we'll put it on air if you want us to. But we didn't get to one of the questions on the case. We didn't get to a couple of the questions on the political topic. Everyone, okay, we already got to that one. The governor races, we got to that one. Rocky Anderson, that's a local issue. And I don't think the activists that we had on, Cooper and Gus, I don't think they would have known about Rocky Anderson, our mayor.
Probably
of
not.
Salt Lake City. This guy actively protests the war, and he is called anti-patriotic. Doesn't the war itself, do you think, sounds doesn't it sound anti-patriotic itself, the war in Iraq?
I think so, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. Well, I just think it's interesting because Rocky Anderson has been, he's a great guy. He's done a lot for the state of Utah, and I hope that he stays in office for a long time. He's caring. He's a family guy. But the problem is a lot of the people in Salt Lake don't like him because I think every time Bush has visited Utah, he has, I think he actually, the last time Bush visited, he...
That was last March.
He ran a protest against the war, and that made a lot of people really angry.
KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What's up? What do you want to talk about today?
Don't really know.
Really?
Actually, I heard my friend Kia's on the air right
now.
Yeah,
she is.
Who is this?
This is Frankie.
Oh, Frankie, hi.
Hey, how's it going, Kia?
Frankie is calling from Sacramento. No, you're not in Sacramento, are you? You're a little bit...
Auburn.
There you go.
Auburn,
California. Auburn, California. So tell us, Frankie.
E California.
Frankie, you're old enough to vote now, aren't you?
Yep.
So tell us, I'm sure the elections in California for your city are coming up as well. And are you going to vote?
Don't know.
Why don't you know? Tell us why you don't know if you're going to vote or not.
Depends if I can find time
okay.
to get all the stuff done.
Well, that's a good reason.
That's a good enough excuse.
That's a good reason. Okay, well, if you are going to vote, do you know who's running for senator or mayor or anything like that?
Not a damn clue.
Not a damn clue. Okay. Well, maybe you should find out.
Yeah, I probably will.
Because
if I decide to vote, I'll do all my homework and all that.
That's good. That's good. Because if, you know what, I think it's really important if people are going to vote, they need to vote, you know, with all of the facts. They need to know and not go in and just say, hey, this guy looks great.
Yeah, don't go in blind.
You know, so, well, that's good. I hope you do vote, because you should.
Yeah.
So, we need to make it so every vote counts. And the more people that vote... You know, the more likely that's going to happen. So,
Auburn is a very, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead, bro.
I was going to say Auburn is a very, very beautiful area. I've actually been through there a couple Christmases ago. There were green trees and green leaves when I was there, and it's Christmas. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Auburn's a neat town.
Gets really boring easy though.
Really?
You live here your whole life, you kind of run out of shit to do.
Frankie, we have to keep the language kind of censored.
Yes.
It's Utah, remember?
All right, I'll be good. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
That's okay. But anyway, well, I do hope you vote, Frankie, and I'm going to bug you about it, actually.
I'm sure you will. I get like 15 emails from you. Did you vote yet? Did you vote yet? Are you voting?
You know me too well.
Yep. Well, anyway, I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
have a good one there.
Thank you for calling, Frankie.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right, good night. Bye.
Thank you very much for calling Auburn, California. That shows how word
of
mouth.
There you go. Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Oh, no. You're going to have to wait when I don't... What do you want? Do you want, like, a diet something?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Okay. 801-585-3449. The phone lines are open. Okay. I had a request at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you remember this, but the guy asked me to play his promo for his show.
Oh, that's right.
Of course we're going to do that. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to play it twice for you. How's that sound? Okay, so here it goes.
Behind the Blue Door with Zeta Alex every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on KU Radio. Behind the Blue Door with Zeta Alex every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on KU Radio.
Wednesday morning from 10 to noon, Zeven Alex behind the Blue Door. There you go. There's your advertisement, buddy. That's how you do it. Advertise.
That's right.
Word of mouth.
Advertising will get it done.
We really appreciate that. Thank you for sending that, and I'll be sure to save that if I can and play it on next week's show. Anyway, yeah. Oh, man. I cannot believe we got a call from California.
See? Word of mouth.
I mean, our two guests were from Oklahoma, of course, and from another guy from California, but that was an actual call from California.
KU Student Radio, you're on air.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I was just calling because I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts about the new electronic system and some of the worries
that's a very good question. That is a very, very good question. You know what? I actually have to admit this. I saw the movie Man of the Year. And in that movie, they actually had a mistake. You know, it was a glitch in the system.
Uh-huh.
And they had no paper trail whatsoever. They couldn't do it. You know, they couldn't prove that what people voted, who people voted for.
Right.
And I don't know. There has to be some kind of proof for me.
Well, I think it would be a good idea to maybe do both systems just until the electronic one is foolproof. Because that way, you know, if there is a glitch in the electronic mm-hmm. system and something happens, then we still have the paper backup as well.
Right.
So, and that gives them, that gives us a way, so, you know, if something does happen, we can figure out how to fix it, you know, and just keep doing both ways until all the bugs are sorted out.
And do you guys think it would be a good idea to do, like, early voting? Because I've heard a lot of things about the lines are going to be really long this year because people are going to be trying to learn the system.
Oh, I definitely think you should not wait till the last minute, like to the last hour on the day of voting, because that you will get in a line. You will be stuck in a line. And that's not a good thing because people don't like to wait in line, so we might lose voters that way. But definitely, if you want to vote as early in the day as you can.
Now, they have voting before the actual day.
Oh, that's right.
At least here in Utah.
Yeah, he's talking
about... Didn't they already do that, though?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know the whole process of that, but he's talking about voting like a few... Aren't you talking about a few days before the actual election?
Yeah, I think they're doing... As far as I know, they're doing early voting for last week and this week, where you can go to the county clerk's office or various places and vote beforehand to try to avoid the line.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I've heard of that. I think they did something like that last week.
That would be very convenient. And if they do that again, like, say, tomorrow even?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, tomorrow or Monday, before the big election, before the big day, that would be really convenient. I support that, by all means.
Well, I think that would be more... It would be encouraging for more people to go out and vote, because then, you know, that way they don't have to stand in the line and they can just go in and vote and get it done.
Okay.
So that is a good question, though.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for being on the UFM show, and we appreciate your call.
See, yeah, that brings up another interesting point, that we could just get a couple calls from people who bring up interesting points. There, mm-hmm. there you go. You know, there's so many broad subjects of politics that you can get into, and we support that. We want you to ask any question that you possibly can. We'll try our best to answer them.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So 801-585-3449 is the phone number to call, and Key and I are going to be here for only about 7 more minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
10:30 is the deadline here in Utah time, Mountain West, in the Mountain West. So give us a call before the show is out, if you want to say your 2 cents on the candidates or whatnot. We really appreciate you calling in, and that's how the UFM show gets heard.
That's right, word of mouth.
And we really appreciate all of our listeners. We want to thank you guys, because you guys are the backbone of this.
That's right.
So
KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. You're on the air, actually.
I'm one of Kia's friends, David, actually.
Oh, hi, David.
Hey. I just wanted to call in and wonder if I'm the only one who finds it ridiculous that politicians spend so much money on all of these flyers and all of these campaign ads bashing everybody,
mm-hmm.
and yet they don't spend time educating the public on what the actual issues are, what they're actually going after. Because, I mean, I don't pretend to be educated. Even from the last election, I wasn't registered, but I don't know what anybody's running on, what anybody's campaign platform is.
You know what?
I want to know those things.
You bring up a really good point, and you're right. Most of the politicians spend their money on campaigns and flyers and TV commercials bashing their opponents, and you don't see any advertisements about what their campaign is about. And I think that is the problem. I think that's a big problem that influences voters, because if the politicians are doing nothing but bashing each other, nobody's going to know what they stand for, and they're not going to know how to vote. So
I mean, how can we actually improve a country by voting if we don't know what we're voting for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And I mean, I live in the city. Well, sort of in the city. It's actually one of the suburbs, and I don't know anything. I worry about these rural states where how are they supposed to know anything?
Exactly.
Or even know the campaigns, the politicians' names, let alone what they're voting for.
And not everybody in the United States has an internet or a computer, for that matter, or any television or radio,
That's true.
The poor population is not going to have these luxuries that we do,
Mm-mm.
you know, like internet and TV, so they're not going to be able to find out about these candidates.
That's true. And if they happen to, you know, all they're going to hear is the candidates bashing each other. So they're not going to be informed either way. So you bring up a really good point.
And even if they do hear their name, all they're going to look at is whether they're Republican or Democrat, and we're just going to end up being in this partisan system that we're in trouble with already.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. But, oh well, maybe it's time to start writing letters to the candidates and be like, hey, listen, you know, we don't really care if we don't want to pay attention to you bashing your candidate. We want to know why you're running for office and what you want to do to improve it. So,
sounds like a good idea.
I think so, too.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah. That brings up yet another good issue. How are our candidates being presented on TV? How are the people that we are going to vote for looking to us, you know?
Well,
what do they appear like? You know, is all we see what we see on TV, you know, like this candidate is bad, you know, because he does this thing, or that candidate is bad because she supports this or whatnot.
Exactly. They're bringing so much, all candidates that do that, you know, all they're doing is bringing negativity into the campaign, and we don't need that. The whole point of voting is to vote in somebody who's going to improve the current situation. That's just how Americans are. We want to better everything. If we can, we'll find a way to do it. And in picking or voting for a candidate, you know, I don't care if, you know, this guy's bad because of this reason, this reason, this reason. I want to know what the candidate is running for, what he stands for, what his viewpoints are, and what he's going to do to make the position better, what he's going to do for us. So, I think that needs to change, and I think that's causing the problem of why most white people don't vote is because they don't know anything about the candidates.
I actually just got a fast flash that has information about the early voting that we had earlier about the caller.
Oh, really?
It's actually a link that I want to give out to my listeners and get a. I'll give you time to get a piece of paper while I read this, so you can write this information down. But anyway. So far, it says October 24th to 27th. Now, that's already been passed. That was a couple days ago. That was like
last week.
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Salt Lake County Clerk's Office, on South State Street on the first floor, beginning, actually it began on October 10th. That is really early. That's like almost a month before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, my voice just cracked. But October 10th through November 6th, 8 to 5. So it's still going on. Mm-hmm. If you want to get over there to the clerk office, elections division, and I'll give you that. I'll give you guys that email or that website address if you want to find out more information. I'm actually reading off this website. It is www.clerk.slco.org/elections/html/early-voting_info.html. HTML. That doesn't sound very good on the radio. You can't read that really easily.
Well, I'm sure if you go to, like, what's the main address?
Clerk.slco.org.
If you go to that website, I'm sure you could navigate to the section of early voting.
So again, that's clerk.slco.org. And there's a little banner on the top that has elections, marriage, passport, and county clerk.
And it actually looks like they're even open on Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturdays.
Oh, it looks like, okay. So
Saturday, November 4th.
Saturday, November 4th. So you can even go on Saturday. That's quite convenient.
From 10 to 4.
If you don't like lines, and if you're really busy during the week, this is an easy way to vote without a hassle. So.
Okay. We have got to take a quick break. We might be right back. We might not. But I'm going to ask Kia a question. But we're going to take a quick break. And keep your calls coming, 801-585-3449. Wait for when we come back on the air, actually, because it's not going to sound good, you know. This is radio. But we're going to be back in just a few seconds because I got to ask Kia a question. Okay, we've just decided that we want to do the show for an extra 15 more minutes so we can get all the callers in that want to call in. So you guys have an extra 15-minute bubble.
So there you go. Please call in. We want to hear from you. And thank you so much for the people who have already called.
801-585-3449 is the number, 801-585-3449. If you've got any questions, even related to like next week's show, or
which is
dreams.
Ooh, that should be an interesting show.
Dreams and other unexplained
phenomenon
of the human body or mind or whatever not. But it's mostly going to focus on dreams. So that's next week's show. If you guys have any questions about that or any stories that you want to pitch us prior to the next week's show, of course, wait till next week's show to tell the full story. But if you...
Hey, maybe we could do dream analysis as well.
Yeah, we will. We can do that.
So what we can do is if you have a weird dream and you want to analyze, call in and we'll do our best.
That's next week, though.
Yes, next week. Next Thursday, not tonight.
But anyway, we really appreciate all of you guys for listening out there. This is the UFM show. It is normally a paranormal show, but since this is a special week, it's the political show. We want to hear about politics, so give us a call, 801-585-3449. We want to hear your opinions on what's been going on in the news, what's been happening around the United States, here in Utah even, you know, what the candidates stand for, what you think is going to, you know, happen on Tuesday, whether the Democrats are going to topple the control of the House or Representatives and Senate. What do you think is going to happen?
Let us know.
So what do you think? I actually was just asking, what do you think was going to happen, though? What do you think, personally?
Well, I'm hoping that the Democrats... Well, not even necessarily topple over, but I definitely, on a personal standpoint, I definitely hope that Pete Ashdown takes Senate. I really do. You know, my mom met him personally, and she said, you know, he was a really nice guy. He actually went door-to-door through neighborhoods himself. He didn't have somebody go for him. He went door-to-door himself and met the people face-to-face, and she said he was a really nice guy, and he definitely had a sense of humor. And, you know, I think it is time that we do have a change in the Senate, especially because I don't agree with a lot of the things that our current senator is saying or promoting, so... you know, but it would be nice to have a change. So, you know.
And then again, you know, it's not just a change. Things aren't just going to change if a Democrat becomes in office.
That's
no.
very true. I mean,
there's other Republican candidates running
other
than
right.
Orrin Hatch.
That's right. Even I think it would be good even it just as long as we get somebody new. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Democrat or a Republican. So I'm definitely not afraid of change. I think it's good.
And you know, I just realized that I forgot to play this. So all of you guys that were listening previously, you guys have to hear this. I created this last night because I was bored and I had
the Braveheart thing.
Yeah, this is a preview of what is coming, or is what has come and what is to come of the ASU versus KU debate. So if you're really interested in this, listen to this. This is hilarious.
In a world where a student radio station was hanging on the brink of existence, one voice rang out in protest.
We have to save KU or all else.
I want this stupid boy's head on a plate.
But Sire, we're the student government. We can't kill our own students.
I don't care. Nobody listens anyways.
It's a race against time as ASUU battles its way to KUT with no chance of survival of the station.
Every man dies. Not every man really lives.
And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for just one chance? One chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our radio station!
Go back to ASUU and tell them there that student publications are not yours no more. Tell them that KUT is free. In the year of our Lord, 2006, patriots of KUT, starving and outnumbered, charged the fields of ASUU. They fought like warrior poets. They fought like Utah men. And won their station.
The University of Utah Film Studies Department presents Brave One, the story of ASUU versus KUT, based on a true story.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Are you ready for a war? Yeah!
Trouble with Scotland is that it's for Scotland.
War is a continuation of politics by other means.
Lower your flags and march straight back
to ASUU.
Stopping at every home you pass by to beg forgiveness for 100 years of theft, rape, and murder. Do that, and your men shall live. Do it not, and every one of you will die today.
That was awesome. Good work on that, Justin.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's Brave One. It's by the University of Utah Film Studies Department. It's not really a real film. I wish I could make that. That'd be hilarious.
That would be pretty cool.
See a bunch of University of Utah students charging over to where the Marriott Library is, and all the ASU senators and all those people that support them going on the other side. You know, we want KU back. That would be the ultimate thing. I would love that. Boy, we only played one commercial break. That was pretty good for me. This whole entire show, we only played one commercial break. And I'm not going to play another one, just so I'll let you know.
So that is more incentive to call in and talk to us.
801-585-3449. We got a fast flash, and I'll let you read this one, Kia.
Okay. I'm going to use your microphone.
Okay, you're going to use my microphone?
Yes. Okay, it says, I can understand why people want Democrat Pete Ash down in office, but having a senior senator in office for us is good. He can pork barrel, which is bringing home good things for his district. A rookie senator can't do that, and Hatch supports stem cell research. I didn't know that, so Hatch just got a couple points from me. Also, a senior senator, he gets to be on high-level positions in good committees, which is also good for Utah. I agree with that because it is a good thing for, you know, people need to notice that Utah is here and that, you know, we're not just kind of sitting in the country hanging out. So, but it is also, I personally think we do need a change.
Mm-hmm.
But well, you do make a good point. You do make a very good point. So,
this is our faulty equipment. You can hear it.
WD-40 will take care of that.
Yeah, WD-40 is a miracle thing, except for on bikes. You're not supposed to use that on bikes.
I didn't know that.
Because it's greasy and it attracts dust and stuff. But 801-585-3449 is the number. We are taking last-minute calls here. We're going to extend the show for another 5 more minutes. So call in. You've got until 10:45 Mountain Time. And it is actually 10:35 at this point, so you've got 10 more minutes.
Well, all right then.
Ten more minutes to call in and express your political opinions. because I don't want to be a talking head for 15 more minutes or for 10 more minutes.
Well, I know, and plus, well, I'm curious to know what everybody thinks about this, you know, because it's probably not an everyday conversation between you and your friends, like, oh, hey, let's talk about who's running for Senate, you know.
Yeah.
So, if you, you know, we're curious to know what you guys think.
I was actually going to say something, and I'm going to look this up really quickly. Orrin Hatch, when all the battle with Napster was going on.
Okay.
And all that RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America, all that stuff, he was actually supporting a bill that would, like, allow somebody to, or allow people to get into your computer and delete your files off your computer.
What?
Yeah, I remember this from a website a long ago. I'll quickly do research on this. But there's something on that subject that Orrin Hatch was done that.
KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Hello, how are you doing, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, I had a question for you. I mean, you guys are talking about what if the Democrats take over the House and the Senate. What do you think the Democrats would actually be able to accomplish if they took over the House and the Senate? And I'll take your call off the air.
Okay, thank you very much.
The question was, what do you think the Democrats would actually accomplish?
That's a good question. Well, you know, from looking at, well, again, this is hard to answer because most of the political candidates bash each other on their advertisements.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is a really good question. Maybe we should extend that question out to other listeners. What do you think the Democrats would accomplish? I don't know. Maybe our education would be improved.
Yeah, it would sure help us a lot.
Because, you know, I think there's a lot of different issues that are really important. Like, I know abortion's one, but we won't get into that. And education, I think, is a really big issue in Utah because we've been ranked one of the worst, like the most poorly funded education in the nation. I don't know if we're the top state, but I know we're up there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why? We've got so many children in Utah. Why is our education so bad? And I think part of the reason is why the funding for education is being poorly planned.
Yeah, and I was going to say, with the population, what it is here in the state, and it's constantly growing.
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't there that money? Because that's more tax money for for the government. And why can't we take care of our education system here in the state of Utah?
That's right. And I think maybe if we had Democrats in office, maybe that's something that they would improve. You know, maybe not. Who knows? But so far, the people we've had in office as of today have not really helped, at least from my viewpoint, they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, constantly people are bringing up the education issue even today. So obviously it's not taken care of. And I think maybe a Democrat could fix that. Who knows? Maybe even another Republican. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Democrat.
Yeah, it doesn't, exactly. I mean, it's not. We're not saying that like Democrats are going to be better or worse at anything.
That's true.
All we're saying is that, you know, we want you to vote and get out there.
KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I just had a real short question, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay.
I was just wondering what you think. I heard the previous guy asking what the Democrats would do if they got in office, and I just wonder, what do you think the Democrats would do about Iran and North Korea
Ooh.
If they
Ooh.
Got in office?
Okay.
I'll take my answer off to you.
Thank you very much.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, Iran is certainly a hotbed for activity, and the president, he's like North Korea's president. He's kind of defiant, you know, in the face of threats from the United States, you know, with all this nuclear development going on. Of course, North Korea has just tested two nuclear weapons, or a couple of nuclear weapons.
North Korea is just asking for it.
Yeah. But, you know, what was interesting is that I saw a poll on the Daily Utah Chronicle, and I don't know what the margin of error on those polls is, because they don't tell you. But it said that the United States, like 50% or something, or 39%, it was the biggest one, biggest chunk, said we're not going to go to war with North Korea, and I don't think we are either.
Well, here's what's going to happen
anytime soon, anyway.
Actually, a friend of mine is in the military, and we actually had a discussion about this about a couple weeks ago, and you know, apparently, this is what's going to happen. We're not going to attack North Korea unless they attack us first. We have a couple forts in South Korea as of right now, and if North Korea attacks those forts, then we have the UN's permission to attack North Korea. And you know what? I don't think it'll turn into a war. I just pretty much think we're going to nuke North Korea and it's going to be over with. But I definitely think the UN's standpoint as of right now is we're not going to do anything to North Korea
until they
attack us. And that's probably the smart thing to do, because that way, you know, we keep China on our side, and we want China to be our friend because they help our economy out a lot. So, but that is an interesting question. I don't know necessarily if the Democrats would do anything different. I mean, I think at this point, with the whole Iraq-Iran situation,
the cat is out of the bag.
We can't do anything drastic because we've gotten ourselves in such a mess. We have to, mm-hmm. we kind of have to work our way out really carefully, or we could really damage something. So, I don't know. That is a good question. Listeners, what do you think about that? Do you think a Democrat, or, you know what, again, it doesn't even have to be a Democrat, just somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
Would they, maybe they would do it better.
Maybe they'll do it worse.
Yeah, that's true. That could happen too. But
because if you know, I don't mean to say Republicans are bad or anything, but you know, all the people that George W. Bush is you know, he's got a quote hard on for, you know, they're just like him.
They are.
They're promoting the status quo. So if you guys want like everything like the current administration has, then unfortunately we're going to get it. Mm-hmm. You know. Because, you know, the majority of this country did vote, or not the majority, I think a little over them, I don't know what it was, how many people voted for Bush in 2004 as compared to Kerry?
You know,
it was like 49 to 48 or something like that.
Actually, I think, you know what, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, when I was watching the results on the elections, I think Kerry won by maybe like 2 or 3 votes, like doing the popular vote, or the actual every vote that counts, but because of the Electoral College, Bush won, and that was the big issue with that. So, you know, it goes to show that the popular vote actually did go to Kerry, but because we have the Electoral College,
Bush
won.
Mm-hmm. And I just got a fast flash that says,
"That's my friend David."
Okay, it's from her friend David. If the Democrats make it into office, maybe we would have a Congress that doesn't waste time trying to make changes to the Constitution that don't make sense, such as the most recent attempt to make flag burning illegal, which is yeah, I agree, totally pointless.
Wow. Yes, David, you bring up a really good point.
Oh, my other flash that says Gore won the popular vote, not Kerry.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Gore did win the popular vote.
I knew somebody did in one of the elections.
But he's right. This David guy, your friend, is right. Congress has done nothing, basically, that I can see, other than, you know, pass the Patriot Act and all that kind of stuff. That was way, way back in 2001.
When 9/11 happened, yeah.
Recently, it's stagnant. It's like Congress is...